I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Do it.
No, we don't need to do that.
Yes, we do.
What's happening?
She wants another cup of cookies.
Alrighty. And we have cookies. Welcome to Mama's
and
Mama.
And we have cookies.
Because we're talking about cookies, so we're here.
Cookies!
So welcome.
Q's not here to eat cookies.
I know. God damn it, Q.
She totally could have come. Look at what time we're starting.
She really could have. Like, somebody sent her a picture.
She lives on the other side of the planet.
It's not that far. It's right by the turnpike. It's not that far. I love you, Q.
Yeah, seriously. Jeez.
We could have gone to her.
I'm on your side, Q.
We really could have gone to her. So welcome.
Oh my god, it's like she heard us.
Oh my god, no, she literally just texted FOMO right now. Did you hear us? Oh, she saw an IG post. Who did an IG post?
Me.
Oh.
You need your mic, hun.
It's okay. So welcome to Mama Zumerlo, because it's been a minute and we still haven't introed. My name is Vanessa, and I'm the host of your podcast, because I decided so. and with me is Stephanie.
Hi.
Stephanie.
Yay, she said hi this time.
And Christy.
Hi.
And we have a special guest, Missy.
Hi.
Hi, friend.
I haven't done one of these in a really long time.
I know. I miss you.
I know.
And even though, like, I saw you, like, 3 days ago.
Yeah. We don't nearly spend enough time together.
Agreed. So, thanks for hanging out with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for the cookies.
Any time. So now we are drinking. Let's get into that real quick before I forget. We are drinking a petite, a Michael David joint. It is a petite Syrah.
Who's Michael David?
I don't know.
He has a joint.
Oh, cool.
Is that
like a circus theme?
Yeah, it has like a circus label. It has two elephants drinking wine.
Oh, that's cute.
It is really cute, actually. I like it. It is a 2016 Petite Syrah bottle, vinted and bottled by Michael David Winery in Grayton, California. Okay, I need to turn the computer.
Nice.
So that's what we're drinking tonight.
I like the bottle.
Me too.
It's a fun bottle.
Yeah.
It's really cute. I like that it's circusy themed. Did you bring it, Steph?
Not me.
No.
That was me.
Okay. It seems like a Steph thing, because I know she said she liked carnival.
But I brought a freak show once.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it was like gifted that to me for my birthday, so I figured I would share.
Oh, thanks for sharing. So we're here.
Oh my god, I'm stuffy.
And did I turn the volume off?
I think so.
Okay, if I hear it again, I'll try again. There's a lot of stuff happening. I don't know.
Before we do anything serious,
Okay. Christy.
I can hear you chewing.
See? I'm sorry.
She's chewing a cookie from Night Owl. Hi, Andrew.
The Jonas Brothers are back.
Yeah. Ah, yes! I'm the so Jonas excited. Brothers are back. And if you have not...
Did you see that gif I sent you?
Yes. If you have not heard the song or seen the video of For Sucker, it is amazing. You need to see the video. Because they...
Don't say anything.
Okay.
Well, I already know what she wrote in the chat.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah, like all the wives are in it. Or a few, and soon to be future wife for Sophie Turner.
What if they're already married? What if they pulled a Mila Kunis and Ashton?
No, I feel that they're gonna have a weird wedding.
She's like,
I think they're just giving time between like that 2019.
She has a lot of press to do.
Yeah, 2019 was Nick and Priyanka. I think this is like 2020 will be Kevin and her year. Like, I mean, Joe and her year. Like, I think she wants like a wedding, but she needs to separate from the grand wedding, because I feel their wedding is going to be super weird.
So extra.
It's going to be like just weird because Joe is weird.
I don't know anything about the Jonas Brothers, so this is all brand new information.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're like a cute, weird like couple. And they like very extra, very eccentric, very like, you know, they're going to have like a funky wedding. It's going to be that's what I'm hoping for.
Cuz you're invited.
I was basically invited to Nick and Priyanka's cuz I was like was all up in that wedding.
This was my favorite.
How many times did they get married?
No, the thing is that in Indian
how many parties they had like
Indian
seven
weddings
parties.
Last for like 4 days.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like
I feel like this wedding went on for a month though,
more or less. Because the thing is that there's...
no, I'm not trying to be an asshole.
Because like 2 weeks.
Oh
later,
no, I know you're not trying to be an asshole. It felt like that for me too.
After that, like 2 weeks later, they had like a wedding in the, like a reception in the States, but the actual like wedding itself was 4 days in India. But Indian weddings are traditionally like,
yeah, because
there's different
like ceremonies
like leading up
right
to like, the actual
well then
wedding.
In essence it's kind of the same as how not kind of the same that sounds that's awful I didn't mean that but like with the preparation that we do here, like we have the rehearsal dinner, which is the day before, and then like mani pedis, hair, stuff like that,
right.
They just kind of do it all together. Like I know Indian
they do
weddings,
it more
they,
like ceremoniously
right.
It's there's a lot
right.
more spirituality behind it, but yeah.
And then like I know they do the henna tattoos, and those take a long
yeah,
time
the,
to dry.
That's the Mindy, so that's usually yeah. the night before. That's usually like if you're getting married on Friday, on Saturday, they're doing that on Friday,
right? Because it takes a really long time mm-hmm. for that ink to dry,
and everybody's there. It's a fun time as they watch it
oh
being
yeah
done.
All the,
so
like,
it's all
the women
interactive.
Are all invited
yeah.
to do that, and it's I'm dying to be invited.
Yeah, and
then I'm dying to do an Indian.
Yeah,
wedding.
Their rehearsal dinner
hurry
is
up and
different.
Do one so I can go.
The rehearsal dinner is different because they do like performances.
Yeah,
they do, and they kind of like took a spin on that and did like, since they both come from like pretty talented families, they did like a battle kind of sort of like a dance off.
Like they
sort
made
of
it
thing.
Like next level yeah. ceremony. But yeah, like they and then well she they were interviewing her. I think it was on Fallon.
Yeah, I think
and she was saying she's like. The wedding itself, yeah, was like a couple days because there's like a lot of ceremonies. But like every time that you would read that there was another reception mm-hmm. For like 2 months afterwards, it's not that they were doing receptions. Is that it's
people
very
doing it for them.
Yeah, it's very normal in India that like you can't invite everybody mm-hmm. to the wedding. So there's like different groups of people that like wanted to honor them in a way. And like she is not only like here we know her as an actress. Mm-hmm. Like over in India
she's
is like
the Beyonce of India.
Yeah, and not only that, like she is like involved in like the government, like mm-hmm. political causes, charities, business. So there's a lot of different like people from different walks of life that, you know, she could not invite, like that she was talking about. She's like, I can, like she wanted to get married on a beach, mm-hmm. like just her and Nick and like a couple people. And like, he was the one that was like, well, isn't the whole thing about a wedding is that I'm supposed to take you from your home. So why aren't we getting married in India? Like he was the one that was like, let's do the big Indian wedding for you. So they went over there and then like they had their stuff, but then all those extra little receptions is apparently from that. But that all led to, I guess everybody was happy to be back together again, so they decided, and it's been coming for a while. Like that was the one band,
remember, like they reopened their Instagram or something and everybody was freaking out and they're
well,
like
no,
we just reopened our Instagram.
They I think what happened was that they had like just a regular Instagram and they would like put old pictures and shit, and then all of a sudden everything got deleted.
Right, like they did some shit with their Instagram.
That they just got rid of everything and then they shut it down.
Yeah.
So then they reopened it up like a couple weeks later, and then that's when people started like having like
That was like always a thing because like the Jonas Brothers like didn't really ever break up,
right? Like, I mean, they're brothers. How are they gonna break up? Yeah,
no, but it was also like they became the Jonas Brothers. Like I know way too much about the Jonas Brothers because they
it's inappropriate.
Because at first it was Nick. It was just Nick that they had gotten signed, and then he wasn't he went on like the tours and started doing all the promotion.
Wasn't he like in he's in DNCE, right?
No, no, that's Joe.
Excuse me. Yeah, don't bite my head off. They have that song
Beach on the Sex.
Sex on the Water.
Cake in the ocean. Cake by the ocean.
Same
birthday,
same.
Sex.
No, wrong song.
Toothbrush?
Cake.
It's not but even like my birthday. What, they sorry. Yeah, no, but they it was just him, like when he was like 12 years old or something ridiculous like that, that got signed. But he had to be like hospitalized at one point for like exhaustion and like he was having panic attacks.
He also has type 1 diabetes. Well, yeah, so.
But he also had like exhaustion and panic attacks. He couldn't be on.
Yeah, I know the song. It's a good song.
Missy just feels that it's named Sex by the Ocean.
When I don't know the things, like I invent.
Why do you guys have these little tattoo stampies on your hands?
My child.
Nate insisted.
Oh. I want one.
And I made sure
it's cute.
Yeah.
I also have.
Remove it.
Yeah, you have a whole bunch.
Gangster, because I also have LOL on my arm.
I should have shown Sophie. Sophie would have been like,
yeah. But yeah. I bought him a thing of, like, he got it for like a party at school, and like now we've there everybody. Okay, we're gonna get sued. Stop.
No, we don't have ads. We're not making any money. It's fine.
But yeah, so like, and then his parents, like,
I'm drunk.
Yeah, his parents were like, you know, you can't do this. This is not. And then they were like, okay, we'll only allow you
to. There's a kids' bop game by the ocean.
Of course there is. We'll only allow you to do this if your brothers, like, you guys do it together. That way we can basically, like, control. And, like, his parents, I think it was, like, his mom became, like, their manager or his dad for a while.
His dad, their dad is the manager. Or was.
Yeah, so, like, he can control their schedules and stuff like that because they didn't want him to fall into that again because he wasn't taking care of himself. And then that's how they got to, like, the Jonas Brothers. And then after that, they kind of just, like, Kevin was getting married. They were kind of outgrowing, like, what they were doing. And then Nick was, you know, finally, like, comfortable doing stuff on his own. And then Joe wanted to try, like, weird stuff. So then dance, like, more dance music, like, with great songs with weird names.
Are they called dance or are they called DNCE?
It's DNCE.
Oh, okay.
Because it don't have the A.
Yeah. It's DNC.
Oh, that's why.
And they're super, like, funky. Like, if you see the band themselves, like, the their bassist or the
like
the
Japanese.
Girl, yeah, she's, like, Japanese. Know. So she's very Harajuku, like, the crazy clothes.
What's Harajuku?
You know that? Don't you know Gwen Stefani?
Her name is Harajuku?
Oh.
Harajuku.
Now I'm hurt.
I don't think there's time for this.
That's a whole other podcast.
Oh, sorry. I can go back to the couch.
No, thank you.
But come on, Gwen Stefani, the whole...
Like the Japanese...
That Japanese, like,
it's like a Japanese look, street style.
Yeah. Thing.
Like, she did the whole Harajuku girl, like...
When the girls... Didn't she do something when, like, the girls following her around somewhere?
That's the Harajuku girl.
And because it's Harajuku Square in Japan. Like, it's an area that...
Like Times Square?
But they're, like, really funky. Like, everybody that's there, like, they just come to...
It's like an artsy, like, Japanese
that kind of high like fashion anime street style. Came to real life.
Yeah. And okay. And they just dress like this on a normal
like
basis.
Live action
I really
anime.
Hope I haven't offended anybody. I've made two really, like, icky statements.
I don't know.
Yeah. I apologize.
If we're wrong, please correct
me. Please. I'm really, it's legit out of ignorance, and I'm not trying to be offensive about it. Please teach me. Yeah. Talk to me. But I want you to talk to me.
Tweet at us.
Send me emails.
What's your email address?
It's mamasandmerlot, mamasandmerlot@gmail.com.
That was crazy. That was fast. But yeah, like, so they, like, there's that whole subculture in Japan that they, like, go really, really over the top with their look. And that's, this girl has, like, a vibe of that, but then add on, like, super, like, rocker, like, edge to it. So it's, like, they're just a very edgy, like, band that's kind of cool when you see them all together. But yeah, apparently they're all on act together. So, but the video for Sucker was shot in this, like,
castle in London and all the wives are in it, like super, and like it was just so on point because you have Danielle, who's Kevin's wife, who's not an actress, not a, like, nothing.
She's like a normal person.
Yeah, yeah, she was a hairstylist. Like, she was like, yeah, legit, so a normal person. They had just been together from like high school or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so, like her just like walking in and out of rooms and like maybe doing a glance or something here and there. Like, no, like serious, like crazy acting. And then you have Sophie Turner playing like this super over the top.
I don't think it's that over the top. I think she's like that.
That's what I mean. Like, I think like weird.
I think
like,
she's just that extra.
The way she is.
I really do. And then, of course, she at one point is on a throne.
As we all are at some point.
No, as she should be.
Isn't that what you call your toilet?
No. No. But as like as the Sophie Turner,
like everybody was just like, no.
Nick Miller awkward dance out of that one.
Moonwalk.
But yeah, the whole like Game of Thrones thing. And then you have Priyanka being the complete like sex pot, like just walks into the room steaming. So it was like so very, everybody was doing their thing. I don't know, it was really good. Super catchy song, super excited. If they come on tour,
we're going. But they announced, I know there's a song and a video. Did they announce an album too?
Well, today one of the can't remember who, but one of them announced that there's like, they have like 30 to 40 songs recorded and they're ready to like drop them.
Yeah, and apparently they should
Beyonce it and just drop it all at once. Well,
and they did a secret concert
in New York
Saturday night, I think it was.
It is Saturday night.
Today's Saturday night. Then Friday night. Last night they did like a secret concert, right, that people were like, they've got like songs to play.
Well,
so they are, they should
this
be.
This week on James Corden is Jonas Brothers.
It's Jonas Brothers week.
So we don't know what's happening, but I'm very excited.
But did the Carpool Karaoke already come out?
No, that's not next week.
No, that's coming out next week. They've been on, I mean, Kevin has it, but they've been on Carpool Karaoke like separately.
Yeah, I know.
So
I used to watch it all the time at work. The Carpool Karaoke's.
I feel like Kevin's the only one that hasn't.
Yeah, he hasn't.
No, Nick and Joe have. But
yeah,
not
Joe did it, I think, by himself, and then Nick did it with Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. Yeah. When they did a tour.
But see, that's what I mean. Like, they're just, DNCE is just a hodgepodge of stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Like, they're just like, everybody's very not camp rock.
I was thinking about it. And I was thinking about it because I've heard the song like 25 times in the last 24 hours. I was thinking about it on my drive home today, and I was like Joe Jonas definitely has a type. I mean, so does Nick, but Joe Jonas definitely has a type, because if you look at the girls that he's dated, like outside of Demi Lovato, they're all basically the same girl. So it's
quite possible.
Yeah.
Bueno. Yeah, I know. But you guys, were you into, like, you, Stephanie, Stephanie and Christy were into that, but
they were way into it more than I was.
I mean, we're like too old to, like, be, like, to care like about these people.
I am there's not no appropriate such thing as too age. Old, because I'm trying to go to the Backstreet Boys concert, and I'm going to be 30.
Right, but when Backstreet Boys...
Backstreet Boys is for us.
But wait, yeah, like, but that's
Backstreet
the thing.
Backstreet Boys belong to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, when Backstreet Boys came out, you were an appropriate age to, like...
Yeah, when Jonas like, Brothers came out,
yeah,
I was
we were
not
an
adult.
We were too, yeah, Christy was an adult. Stephanie and I were on, like, the brink.
We were, like, at the
we
edge of high school.
Yeah, we were, like, graduating.
I was already in my 20s.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense why I wasn't paying attention to them.
I wasn't really paying attention to them either.
I wasn't really paying attention to them either. Like,
I've been
they were
paying attention to Nick recently because,
well, as you should,
homeboy can get it.
Yeah.
But
okay, so they formed
back
the Jonas
in the day,
Brothers
I
formed
really
in 2005.
Oh, yeah, we were already graduated high school.
Yeah. I graduated high school in 96.
I was 22.
So you could 19. Still like
I have a
we were like Stephanie and I were like on the verge of like too old for them because we were 19.
I got into them honestly because of my sisters-in-law, because at the time one of them
right,
was
they were younger
in high school and the other one was like 9. So yeah, it
that
was,
makes sense.
Like,
see, I don't have any, like I my youngest cousins lived in Wisconsin at the time, so I really didn't have anybody that I could relate to mm-hmm. that liked them, so I didn't have a need. Even though like I used to fall asleep watching Disney Channel so that the scary commercials for like horror movies wouldn't keep me up, and I have no shame about that. I don't give a fuck. So like I knew who they were because I would see them on Disney Channel, but I just wasn't like, oh yeah, no, I'm not. Like no, I didn't have that.
They, yeah. I had an
but I know who
crushes.
They are now. Yeah, well, that's your thing.
I know who Nick
that's,
Jonas
that's
is.
That's your MO. Like, Christy equals inappropriate crush on children who are 20 years younger than her.
Granted.
I mean, Nick Jonas could be your son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no, for sure. I just did the math. He was born in 92. Oh my God, he's younger than my brother. I could have had him in high school. Easily.
He could be my little brother.
Yeah. But watching, no, like, I watch it because I
Missy's face right now is great.
I am one of those, like,
hi, friend, aren't you glad you're here for this? I always like
Disney Channel.
Give me some wine.
Yeah.
You want?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always like Disney Channel, like, in general. We used to watch it in general. I used to watch, besides, like, Camp Rock and all that, I watched the Jonas TV show. I watched Jonas.
It wasn't good, though.
It wasn't, but I loved it anyway. I watched Jonas LA.
Wait. Camp Rock?
You watch that shit?
I love that. I have the CD in my car.
I had it on. I know what it is.
Camp
because
Rock?
I would have it on to fall asleep. So I'd wake up at 3 a.m. and I was like, are those the Jonas Brothers? Like, but I would fall asleep again.
Was Camp Rock before or after high school?
After.
Musical? After.
Oh, okay.
Nothing has ever come, like, scaled back to High School Musical. Like, even Zombies, it's actually pretty good.
Zombies is great.
It's not going to reach the level of High School Musical.
What about Descendant? Well, no, because High School Musical is, like, transcended.
I
think, like, High School Musical is, like, peak Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing will ever be High School Musical.
Well, no, I watched the Jonas TV show. I watched Jonas LA, which one of the girls from Jonas LA and the Jonas regular show is the one that showed up as Miranda on freaking Pretty Little Liars that spun off to Ravenswood with Caleb.
I don't remember that, but
the one that was dead, the one from the cemetery that was like the girl that she may or may not be dead that Caleb found that like.
No, I remember the storyline, but I don't remember her face.
Well, but her, like, that's why the only reason I didn't hate her when she showed up and took Caleb from Hannah for a minute there. Because I was like, oh, I remember you from that show.
Is this all related to Pretty Little Liars?
Yes.
Remember that stuff when we were in California, we got to the point where she was talking about, oh, this is where so something happened on Pretty Little Liars. And I just kind of looked at you and Lisa and I was like, you hear that, guys? That's your area. take me to the Gilmore Girls gazebo. That's what I'm here for. Damn it!
Same place.
But a lot of them, but they're on the same lot. A lot of them share the exact same set. So it's like the front of Lorelai's house is the same as the back of Spencer's
house.
So
yeah,
did you burn hurt something?
No.
Oh no! I just saw your like finger.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
So yeah. So Jonas,
I'm happy for my friends that they're happy.
But yeah, so I will be going to that tour if that happens.
Oh, I'm gonna go too, just because I want to watch you freak the fuck out, Christy.
I want to go.
God,
I mean, I'm gonna go.
It's because now it's appropriate.
It's gonna be like a very loud Mary Poppins Returns excursion.
It's still inappropriate.
Nick is totally appropriate.
No, they're adults now.
They're all adults now.
But they're still young enough to be her children.
Doesn't matter. One of them is young enough to be her children. Relax.
Would you have the same conversation about the Mbop brothers?
No. One of them is my age. One of the Jonas Brothers were never my age.
Like the Mbop, like the Hansons were not.
Taylor Hansen was kind of. He was the cute one. He was the middle one, right?
Yeah, and I have never gone for one of those like California blonde like surfer boys. That wasn't my.
That's your never, niche?
That's not my niche.
Well, because the Jonas Brothers kind of have that Hispanic look, so.
No, it's just it's something. Just there's something about Nick Jonas.
They're Italian.
Nick Jonas looks like a fucking Ken doll.
Like Italians can be from like, Canada too.
I mean, sure, but like
anybody can be from Canada.
He's like chiseled perfection.
I dated a Peruvian from Canada.
What a combination.
I know.
Clutched my when Nick Jonas came out with that Last Year Was Complicated album. I was very. Very confused about the feelings I was feeling.
Listen, when that boy started doing like some of the acting that he did, I was like
I loved him in Jumanji.
Oh no, he was amazing in Jumanji.
I didn't see that.
The second one.
He was the remake.
I didn't see that. I think the first thing I saw him in after of the Jonas Brothers stuff was in Scream Queens.
Yeah.
Because he was on the first season of Scream Queens.
He was funny in that.
Wow.
He was good in that.
That show was great.
My theory
is I'm not judging. That was for me. I'm like, I've missed so much from pop culture.
If Priyanka can do it, Priyanka's 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is now 27.
She's still younger than you.
She's my husband's age.
She's still younger than you.
That's only by 4 years.
And he's even younger than her.
I'm okay with that.
10 years younger. 27. He's 9 years younger than her.
Talk about too young. I mean, she has to be, I don't know.
No, she's just her. And she's like,
but phenomenal. Again, he has a type. He's only ever dated like older.
Yeah, he dated Kate Hudson.
Like 10 years. He dated Kate Hudson. He dated that Australian model
he
chick.
Dated Kate Hudson. He didn't date. They were like bang buddies
for a little bit.
We're saying it nicely.
Bitch.
Yeah, whatever Kate Hudson. I want her to teach a class.
When she was in between fiancés.
Oh my God.
I want her to teach
sorry,
a class.
I'm sorry. Kate Hudson gets engaged to people and doesn't marry them. It's happened.
Serial engagement.
She's so on her third
she's
one.
She's fucking cool as hell.
No, I agree with you. She's just on her third one. But I mean,
but
whatever.
Why does she need a husband?
She doesn't, but why are you going to.
See, she doesn't need a husband.
No, why she doesn't need it, but why are you going to commit to like saying, oh, we're going to get married and then they don't.
Because maybe in the moment she didn't want to say no.
It's fun to.
I feel she can say no.
It is true.
Can you imagine?
It's also fun to plan and go through a wedding.
It's fun to plan.
No, I didn't. I don't think I enjoyed planning my wedding as much as I should have.
You're a different kind of person.
That is correct.
Like, Missy's like the anomaly.
Yeah,
I don't even love her.
Like, I don't even do it on purpose, guys.
But that's why we keep you around, because you're fun.
So, guys, heard anything cool lately on Twitter?
I don't even know how to breach this topic.
I don't know how to get into
it. It's
this.
Like, I don't know how to get into it without.
Let me tell you
like...
about the Kardashians, people. I had sworn them off, and these past 2 weeks, I've just jumped right the fuck back in.
Like, feet first.
Listen,
like,
we had got our lesbian friend Q, who didn't give a flying fuck
about
these
any of this. And she's, like, so invested now.
How can you not be? Like, there's
you
like
know why
so
that happened,
much.
Though, because,
so many
like,
angles.
Since we started the side chat with Q, we've gone like a lot of the stuff.
Oh yeah, like a lot of the stuff that I would normally put in the chat with everybody, right. I just put in there.
Because I know that the guys aren't going to give a fuck and they're just going to be like, oh, these people are stupid, whatever. And like commentary I don't really care for, nor do I want to hear. So I
just give it to Q. It's only one and we can turn her.
Right.
You might be.
And we did.
We did. She is invested.
She's so invested.
I saw the meme yesterday that was like, there's two types of people right now in this world. The ones that are like, I'm skipping work to watch the Michael Cohen. Testimony,
which is a whole other shit show.
Yeah, no, but then there's other people that are like, and now I have to miss work for the because Jordan Woods is on Red Table Talk.
I think my favorite tweet has been "Good morning to everyone except for Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods."
What my favorite tweet was the one that gave me Groupon peen. Like I will that hands down.
The best part is the
Groupon's
bottom
response.
Groupon's response was great too.
I would like to be removed from this narrative.
Yes, yeah. Don't tarnish Groupon, but that Groupon peen.
They should have added Taylor Swift on that.
Fucking
so
good.
To give the if you've been living under a rock,
like because you have to have been living under. Actually, no, because Nary has no idea what the fuck is happening. I was like talking to him about it.
Yeah, but he's on a ship. It's kind of like a rock,
I guess. But I was telling him about a rock.
You don't have to care about this. Like
you do.
Like, I didn't, and then they sucked me in.
No, it's not like you don't.
But you're just. But you're no. My 86-year-old manager from when I worked at the cruise line posted about it today. Everybody fucking knows about this. Like, she never posts pop culture shit. She only posts about where she travels. And I want to be this woman when I grow up. And she posted about this.
You know what? I'll be impressed.
Everybody knows
if Maria rolls up tomorrow, I'm like, escuchate. Touching.
Oh my God, please go home and ask her.
She's at her boyfriend's house, but yeah, I'll ask her tomorrow.
Let's all, if
yeah, next time you see her, it's not important.
If you don't care or have been living under a rock, or actually, if you don't care, that was not the time to continue listening to this.
If you don't care, I would just stop listening to this.
Just make sure to follow the rest of our podcast, guys. Yeah.
There's other shows, there's other episodes out there that'll be much more interesting for you. But basically...
Guys, so go ahead. I have a thought.
Oh, okay. So if you are aware, Chloe,
I'm gonna pee.
Her baby daddy, of
Tristan,
is Tristan Thomas.
Who has never been shit.
He ain't.
Yeah, who's Tristan Thomas? Who is a bench riding member of the Cleveland Cavaliers?
18 points a game.
Yeah,
you googled that. You didn't know that off the top of your head.
Twitter gave it to her.
Twitter gave it to me. But that's fine.
So basically, that is
basketball's like the only sport I care about.
That is the only. That is the baby daddy to Chloe's daughter, True,
who should have been named Khaleesi, but whatever. Yeah.
Naming her after her grandfather and shit. But, so she is with him.
She still has time to change that baby's name.
She totally could.
She should totally change that baby to be a Kardashian.
Oh, still time.
There's still time. She should not have been a Thompson.
And they just worked
the alliteration worked, and I get that. I get the alliteration.
But yeah, so Chloe's baby daddy Tristan, and then we also know Kylie Jenner, her BFF.
I actually hurt for Kylie.
Let me tell you, that's where I am right there. Kylie's BFF, Jordan Woods, literally the bread to her butter. Like, this is...
Yeah, like, Jordan would not be Jordan Woods without Kylie Jenner, without the whole Kardashian family.
No, but if there was a Kylie video, Jordan was shooting in it, or behind, or standing next to her.
Kylie gave her her own Kylie Cosmetics collection. She has this eyelash collection.
Her career has like taken off because of that.
She has her eyelash fake lashes.
She has her undergarment line
because of Kylie. Like, it's all because of the Kardashians, and she literally bit the hand that feeds her.
But wait, we haven't gotten there yet.
But we know.
I'm giving the back. No, they don't know. We haven't gotten there. So she is basically the BFF. She lives with her. She lives in her guest house. She is the Kato. you know, this is the BFF. Wow. The third.
What a, like, 25-year-old reference.
Well.
Isn't that a green
hornet? Who else lives in the
Kato
guest house?
Kato Kaelin lived in the guest house.
You're showing whose side you're on really early on.
He lived in OJ's guest house, and he was like
He is the world's most famous house guest.
Yeah, and he was like really involved in the trial and...
We're talking about Kato?
Yes, Chrissy brought him up. There is a Kato on Green Hornet, too.
That's where my brain went.
Because I'm saying that to give the context of who Jordan is, it's like she's the
BFF. Bro, if you listen to Mamas and Merlot, you know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, but so this is the BFF, the friend, the third parent, as Kylie would refer to her, of her daughter, Stormy. Like, this girl was in every...
That name gets on
my nerves. Every single thing. So we're talking about, this is the BFF. Now,
not only is Jordan the BFF, like, Kylie is technically like her boss. Like, Kylie is providing her livelihood. She lives in Kylie's house. She doesn't pay for shit because Kylie pays for everything. Like, it is her livelihood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you go by from what we saw on Red Table Talk in the beginning, this, like... intertwined, like they've been intertwined, like in the family because of Jaden Smith and
like Kylie met Jordan through Jaden Smith
when they were like
Will and Jaden's
I think like
son.
13 maybe,
yeah, like in middle school, I think they met in middle school, so 12
whatever fucking rich ass Beverly Hills middle school all these
kids go to. But yeah, so about from when we're recording this, about a week ago, news breaks that Jordan has, and this is what officially broke on the news, hooking up with Tristan. That's all we heard.
What I heard on TMZ, what I read on TMZ, how I found out about it was Chloe and Tristan are done because she busted him cheating with Jordan. That was the headline.
Well, but hooking up, like cheating. Like everybody assumed they fucked. Let's put it out there.
In my mind, that's what they did.
I'm still going with that one. But so they fucked. Like they had sex, they hooked up one night or many nights, however it was be. The story is Jordan hooked up with Tristan. Little has been spoken of from any party for a good
week and a half.
Week. Like nobody talked about it. It was just every like article coming from TMZ, from the Shade Room, from you know, just Perez, like
Missy's BFF.
He's the only one I don't pay attention to, but
yeah, like everybody
or you don't.
I don't.
Right.
Yeah, everybody was just coming out with, you know, oh, latest thing. Now we hear that it was a blackout drunk sex. Then we hear that it was a couple months relationship situation. That it was a it just over and over again all this stuff.
Sexy.
There has been a couple of like friends of the Kardashians that came out saying, like Larissa Pippen was caught by TMZ. Like they asked her, like, what do you think of this whole thing? And she's like, would you forgive her. I forgot what it was. And she's like, no, I wouldn't, because if that's what it, because I, if what I've heard that she did is true, I wouldn't. So everybody's the assumption.
I take
was,
what Larsa Pippen says with a grain of salt, though, because you're married to an NBA player. Like,
not anymore. They're divorced.
Yeah, no, right. But married.
They've been, they've been back and forth. They've been back and forth. But like, you spent your adulthood married to an NBA player. No,
but they weren't asking her if she would take him or not. They were saying about Jordan.
No, I understand that. But in the context of all of this, since it's notorious that NBA players are not faithful.
Well, I mean, that's like across the board, like all professional athletes, right. Actors, comedians, even like
right.
That they're not held
musicians
to
the, rock stars, right. Like they're not held to the same standard.
They're not, and to some degree I understand that. To some degree I understand that, like, celebrities don't live in the same world that we do,
right?
And the rules are different.
Celebrities, because my husband is a comedian, so celebrities.
Yeah, but that's
he's
why
not
said,
a comedian. That's why he's not said, a celebrity.
We ain't making celebrity money, buddy.
I know.
That's why I said.
That's why I'm. But that's why I'm clarifying.
But yeah. That's why I say that, because they live.
I'm clarifying.
They live by a different set of rules.
Clarifying.
Like, I totally would believe that prior to the first time Tristan cheated, like, it wouldn't surprise me if it was like, if there was like some kind of understanding that was like, you do your thing as long as you don't embarrass me publicly. And like, I feel like a lot of people have that kind of
agreement
or arrangement, yeah. Because they know the nature of the
sense.
Beast, well, you know. So and to some degree, I'm not excusing it or saying it would work for me. I'm just saying I understand that on some level, because they don't live in the same planet that we do.
They don't. They live by a different set of rules than we do. They have different expectations. They're traveling all the time.
Right.
Like,
again, nobody's saying it's right or wrong, but like, what works in one relationship certainly does not work in another. But, you know,
well, like, and I had this conversation with Missy before, and I told her, I was like, regarding, oh, people are like saying this now, Jordan's life is ruined. I'm like, is it though?
I think her life is
because
ruined.
Think about it. No, look, going with the celebrities live in a different world. Monica Lewinsky is somebody that you would not even know who the hell she was.
But Monica Lewinsky's very different.
Yeah, it's very
it's
different.
It's very different because we only know about her because
but
of the scandal.
But that's fine, she because she like, still sleeps well at night with the money that's under her pillow, but from the speaking engagements, from the book, from
but
the hosting
yeah, but
shows.
She's but never
she
been
has that
be,
because
do,
of the
to,
scandal.
Go work at a Target?
Jordan
no,
has...
No, but I'm
no, but the other thing about Monica...
The world of celebrity, that does not destroy, just like Kim. Kim, we found out about her from a fucking sex tape.
Kim had a Kris Jenner in her corner.
Yeah.
But
also, Monica Lewinsky has never been, because of that, has and will never be taken seriously, like, right. As a professional. But, so, like, what the hell else was she supposed to do?
Right.
So,
she needs to exploit this right. In order to have
oh, because,
make a living.
Listen.
No,
Kim
not,
exploited
listen,
the
no, no, no.
Fuck out of
I'm
that
not
sex
saying
tape.
The Kardashians aren't exploiting their life.
Missy's 100% right. Kris Jenner is, and I said this before, lover or hater or whatever, Kris Jenner is like,
she's brilliant.
She's brilliant.
The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
100%.
Yeah. So. But Monica Lewinsky had to exploit what happened to her in order to make a living, because what Steph says is right.
And it
that
hasn't,
came
and it hasn't,
later.
Yeah,
that exactly.
Came,
that didn't
came,
happen like
a decade,
right
yeah.
After.
A decade later.
I've seen interviews with her like recently, and she still like lives it like all the time. Like, it's not a positive thing.
First, I'm not saying this is a positive thing. I'm just saying they're living in better tax brackets than we are after scandals, even
but
though.
But that's still like, but that's what she has to do, because nobody's going to hire her. Like, she's not going to have a regular 9-to-5 like we can do, because
could you imagine
every,
your resume
could,
with
exactly,
Monica Lewinsky's
you
name on it? You're not going to hire
could
her.
You listen, could you imagine being Monica Lewinsky and going
Peter
to a resume?
Peter fucking Brady is working at like a 9, was working in like a 9-to-5 at a fucking...
Peter Brady.
No, but I'm like, just saying,
it,
people
not,
work
Peter
all the
Brady
time.
Peter Brady is Peter Brady because he's famous for being Peter Brady. He's not famous for scandals. He's not famous for blowing the president. He's not famous because... his half-sister's best friend fucked my boyfriend / baby daddy. Like, that is a different
thing. But what I'm
saying
you is the public eye changes
oh, it does. 100%.
Anything. Mm-hmm. Because regular people that are in these situations don't get to, like, snap back or make money off of it or even move on
well,
from
right.
It.
Well, right. 100%.
But these people, like, I can't feel sorry for somebody that gets in this situation, because I know your
oh,
life
I don't
is
feel
still
I don't feel sorry
gonna
for Jordan.
Be probably
be
financial.
I feel sorry for Monica Lewinsky.
Huh?
Huh?
Do you feel sorry for Monica?
No, she bent down on the floor.
I do.
I don't know.
She was 22 years old.
I don't. I am so tired of that excuse.
21 then is different from 21 now.
Yeah.
The 21-year-olds now are very, very different from the 21-year-olds in the 21
now, like 40 is the new 21. Like,
yeah.
It's not.
They're so much more grown up. So much earlier.
Fucking Sophie, dude. She's 7. And she's like, Mom, look, I can floss. And like, she's doing all these dances and things that I'm like, that I've only seen online. I don't show her these things. And she's seen that at school. So
that's why I'm like, I don't mean like 20 years ago now. I'm like, 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. Like, the idea of a 20-something, listen, I made a shit ton of mistakes, but they're mistakes that I own up to and that I did them in my 20s. And I'm doing.
I don't think she doesn't own up to them.
That's
though.
What I mean.
Well,
like,
she's definitely owning up to them. She's definitely.
I'm not talking about Jordan. I'm talking about Monica.
Yeah, Monica. Oh, okay. Like, she's definitely owning up to her mistakes. And she's saying.
Listen, Monica Lewinsky's. Like, you want to know Monica Lewinsky's? Everybody.
I need to tag
Monica. Her biggest mistake was who she trusted to tell the story to.
Listen, I was in fifth grade when the story broke, so I really don't know.
No, I think her biggest mistake was blowing a married man who also happens to be the president. Well, and I will tell you this much. Let me just jump in for a second.
What a sentence.
Let me just jump in for a second and just speak on that, because
speak on it, sis.
The thing is, this is where the double standard gets under my skin, because Bill Clinton is still revered as the president.
People love 100%. Him.
And he's still revered as, you know, not on Grandpa Joe's level, Joe Biden, but definitely revered as one of the greatest. I mean, granted, you're probably not on his party if you think he's one of you're the greatest, but he's still revered. He has fucking libraries. He got impeached and kept his job, kept his wife. Nothing changed for him. He doesn't have a scarlet letter on his fucking forehead for the rest
he
of his life.
He gets to play with balloons and be happy.
Monica Lewinsky does. She will forever be known president
as the blue dress lady.
Bill Clinton's resume will read 40 something president of the United States. He and as a fucking footnote, it's like, by the way, he got impeached because he was fucking an intern.
But
Monica Lewinsky is gonna be known for the rest of her life as the bitch who blew a married man who also was the president. Jordan Woods is forever. I don't care what the fuck she does for the rest of her life.
Oh, not even
this
close.
Will definitely be.
I don't think this is gonna be even right away, but I feel that this is gonna be a
Christy,
blip and she's gonna move on.
Nobody about her until this shit
no,
fucking
I knew
she's
about
gonna
her.
Move
that's
on.
Not true.
No, I
because
don't,
if
I
you were a fan
was.
About it, if you were a fan yeah. of the Kardashians,
and that's
you
gonna
were
be
Jordan
people that
Woods.
Care.
But now people that don't care, 86-year-olds are posting about it on Facebook. Sorry,
it's
that's
true.
What she's known
like,
for now.
She is gonna be, for now, she's gonna be known as the chick that blew up a Kardashian relationship, but I also feel like because of this, she's not going to be like a Monica Lewinsky. No. It's going to disappear, and she's going to disappear, and she's going to be working at Claire's.
No.
Because this is... No,
you don't think
no.
she's going to be working
she
at
She still
Claire's?
Showed up and had her opening.
Well,
and
because
everybody
that
was
already scheduled.
No,
that was already scheduled.
Everybody at the event was, yes, boo-boo, do your thing, get your money. Everybody on... Have you
but
read
it was
the comments?
It was already... No. I have read the comments, and there are people that are on her team, but without the Kardashian machine behind her, she's going to fall off the map.
She's going to
mark
have a,
my fucking
I don't know that she'll necessarily fall off the map. She's going to have a bitch of a time trying to do anything because...
They're going
to
blackball her.
It's not about blackballing. She got no... She's got no skill that the Kardashians didn't give her.
Yeah.
That's her mess up.
She could get fat again.
Because the Kardashians gave her.
She pissed off one of the most powerful families in Hollywood.
That
like
makes money off
line.
Of nothing.
And this is taking away the assumption that Chris orchestrated it.
Yeah. Right.
Because
remember,
we're not.
My thing is.
Like, that's not happening.
My thing isn't like. This isn't somebody that
do you guys
was like.
That?
I don't know that I don't believe it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
I think Kim would let something like this happen, not Khloe.
Right.
That
I can tell.
No, but I don't think. But I think that if it is orchestrated by Chris, I don't think Khloe knew about it. I think this the whole like thought process
she'll
that it was
find out about it. Nothing
right.
ever like slips under this. This girl has a curse of finding out about all.
No,
the
I understand that, but I'm saying
OJ
like there's
daddy.
So there's
but I think it still stands on the fact that this may be Chris was just tired of Tristan's shit.
There's a lot of people that there's a whole.
It could also be that Chris knew that. Let's say that Tristan and Jordan have had months-long relationships.
There are a lot of people...
Chris knew about it, right. And she waited and timed the release of the information. I want to hope, as a mother, that Chris is not purposely fucking over her daughters like this for publicity. I don't think it's for publicity.
I don't think the motive. If this is a thing, I don't think the motivation is for publicity. I think you have to make it. If it is the motivation, you have to make it a big public stunt because that's the only way she's gonna. This is the only language that they understand. Is. Embarrassment on a giant public level, and you've already done it once, and that shit, even though all those videos from the first time around were months before, it just so happened that shit leaked right. 3 days before that bitch gave birth,
right?
So
that is that. See, that looks shady. Right. Now, I don't know like where they are in their seasons.
I mean, there's always
the new season coming out,
but they pump seasons out every 6 months. So I mean,
just the trailer just came out,
so they're in a constant state of promoting whatever. Right.
But like I want to hope like deep down in my soul that Kris Jenner is not a mother that's like I'm going to play puppet master and take my youngest daughter's best friend, like literally like her live-in best friend, and then my other daughter who has daddy issues because she doesn't know who her real fucking father is.
She did a DNA test. I saw that episode.
Okay, but she has to do a DNA test to figure out who her fucking father was. Like, she has daddy issues. And take her baby daddy and put those two people together for ratings. Like, I want to hope that maybe that...
It's too affair, fucking sick.
Right, it's really sick for it to have been orchestrated by a mom.
I don't subscribe to that.
I want
to
hope that it's an affair and Chris is just friends with like the TMZ and like all the tabloid people and she's like hold it until this date and she has the power to ask for that.
She definitely has the power to ask.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like I hope that I wanna believe that if she is behind it, is she's controlling the release date of the information and not the actual affair, because that's gross.
So
I don't think that she was that she if again if it is this and this is a big if
right, we have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. We're really talking about
that situation. I think it's more that she stumbled across the information and like
right, like she got the information and was like, TMZ, you have this, do not release it until like 3 days before the promo for season whatever 18,000 is coming out.
So what I would say is that I think that this situation has like a lot of angles, and
for sure
there's. And the obvious one, I guess the one we're talking about right now, is the celebrity angle, right? Mm-hmm. Like, who's going to come out of this with more money in their pocket? Mm-hmm. And the truth of the the matter, from my perspective, everyone's going to win. That's just going to be, it might take some people more time to make the money, but everyone's going to cash in on this situation. Now, if you take away the celebrity aspect of it, then there's like another fucking onion of perspectives that you can look at, because there's Chloe's perspective, there's Jordan's perspective, and then the fucker who's not getting any heat over it, in my opinion, or if he is, it's like silent heat, but nowhere near where the fuck it needs to be, is this Tristan Thompson motherfucker, right? So my thing is that I think I watched the Red Table talk with Jordan, and I personally, and not that this fucking matters, obviously, but in my opinion,
it matters in our world.
I wasn't like happy with the interview because I feel like she could have owned her fuck up a little bit more straightforward.
Right.
I feel that an apology, when you fuck up, right? Like, I'm not going to hold somebody to a standard where you're never allowed to fuck up. Shit happens. No, you're drunk, you're young, you're stupid, you fuck up.
Mistakes happen.
But
that's what I tell my first grader.
How you own it
is
a big portion of how you come out of it.
Right, like I tell Sophie every fucking day, you can make a mistake. Mistakes are okay. But once you realize you've made a mistake, you need to fix it and you need to turn it around. One mistake won't ruin your whole day. But if you keep making the same mistake, then of course it's going to ruin the day.
Right.
You just need to try to turn it around and be like, okay, well, I got in trouble for touching somebody, so now I'm going to keep my hands to myself, kind of thing.
Right.
Which, this is, again, putting it into perspective for a first grader. Right.
But I think that Jordan could have definitely done a little bit more, been a little bit more straightforward with owning her fuck up. I feel like she spent a lot of time going, I could understand how it can look that way, and I could understand. Well, no, because if you cop to putting your legs on somebody else's, like, forget it.
I feel like the whole Red Table Talk interview was, I'm not here to make excuses, and it was just one excuse.
And so I think that, but again, I'm gonna let her, like, Chloe is 34, she's gonna be 35 this year. Jordan is 21, bro. Like, she's a fucking baby. Chloe has like 14 years on her. Now, it's not to excuse it and not to say, well, she's a kid, but like, I can't imagine at 21. I just think there's just different perspectives. So I think
there's so many different ways. Jordan fucked
up. Jordan fucked up. I think she fucked up because this family took her in and like kind of made her one of their own. And
I think that's the biggest fuck up, honestly.
Betrayed all of them by causing the scandal and then not being as forthcoming as she should have been when she realized what the fuck had just happened. I think that now. From Chloe's perspective, like, I fucking feel for her. I can relate to, I can relate, obviously, to, like, a 0.00001, like, percentage. Yeah. Like, it's not on the same level. But I can understand where Chloe, I will never, ever, 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 there are not enough words to explain to you what the fuck it does to you to get betrayed on like this. There's no way for me to you have to live through it to understand.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, like you just said, like, I don't think there's any way to describe that feeling without living through it.
So I think that for Chloe, I feel for her because this is the end of week two of dealing with this very public situation and having to respond and having pretty much the entire world pay attention to what's happening. Having this happen to you again, like for the second time with the same
dude. In like less than a year.
With the same dude.
10 months.
But like after coming out of this situation with, you know, her first marriage that was a fucking disaster too. Now, I get it. She probably doesn't know what the fuck to do with herself. The fact that there's a kid involved puts it on another level.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I don't understand from Chloe's perspective is this thing of like, he's my daughter's father.
Right. I don't get that either.
Understand that because for me personally, there's a clear fucking line between you as my partner, you as my kid's baby's father. You can be a great father and be a sack of shit of a husband.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So this shit about, and maybe you guys can explain it to me because I honestly don't understand, but this shit about making it work for the sake of my kids, I don't get it because
I don't think she's making the relationship work. That's
what she was trying to say. I think from those because she has sent out two tweets.
Three
today's Saturday. So the day Friday yesterday, which was March 1st, was the day the Red Table Talk aired. This is coming out in like 2 weeks after the Red Table Talk aired. So the Friday that the Red Table Talk aired, Chloe, like,
super emotional, 23 minutes from its
very
release.
Very very emotional tweets. And honestly, what I think she was saying about Tristan in that moment was not that she's like forgiving him and staying with him because he's her baby's father. She's saying that she's never gonna just cut off, because from what I've seen in like TMZ and like all these articles that are coming out, is that the Kardashian family has cut off contact with Jordan. And Chloe was saying that she's never gonna cut off contact with Tristan because Tristan is the father of her baby.
That I understand. Like, that nobody has said that you need to like
you need to cut him off and never speak to him ever again, and he should never have contact with his child.
There are plenty of parents that have gone through shit and that separate.
I mean, and co-parent. I'm sure we all know somebody who like got cheated on,
bro,
and
honestly, is
having to deal with their ex-spouse to co-parent, and like. It happens. it's so, as a married person, it's kind of scary how often cheating happens. Like, honestly, it feels like cheating is not the exception.
Yeah. I meet a lot of people and I know a lot of couples, like, outside of my, like, immediate circle. That's kind of my default setting. Like, I'm just like, oh, you're probably cheating on her. Like, that's just where my brain goes, because...
Or she's probably cheating on him. Right. There are fucking hoes too.
Right. So, I mean, that's just kind of where my brain goes, but I shouldn't. Like, it's sad that that's where my brain goes, but it is what it is, because I'd rather think that and be proven wrong than
I can kind of stand with that.
Than, so, like, be like, oh, they're perfectly nice people, and then, like,
and then have
be
the,
completely
be blindsided.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that, so,
and also Chloe tweeted today that this time it was less shocking.
I mean, yes, because it's
that his, like, indiscretion was less shocking. Because it's already happened, and what she's most heard about now is who the other woman is,
which is
because
fine.
The other woman happens to be somebody who she has treated as a little sister.
Mm. Listen,
somebody who she loves as a sister.
I didn't even like the hoe that it happened with. I never liked her. So for the listeners, I have a little bit of experience on getting cheated on, and I would say that I didn't even fucking like this bitch. I knew her. She was an acquaintance. Other people considered her closer friends, but I fucking smelled that bitch from a mile away. Now, though, what I will say is that even me not even giving a fuck about this other woman, it was still fucking painful. So I can't imagine. Because
it was in your circle, regardless.
I can't imagine somebody that close to you. And you have to deal with this betrayal. But my argument is, and I think this is where kind of where Q was arguing from yesterday, was where in my perspective, there were always two separate fucking bills in my head.
Yeah.
I didn't marry the side hoe. So her shit's separate. You fucking married me.
The turd bird.
Do you understand? You fucking had it. You had a kid with Chloe.
Right.
You made this fucking... You made the effort to get in her... Like, make her fall in love with you. Enough to have her have your kid. Mm-hmm. And then you fucking betray her not once but twice. Knowing full fucking well her history. You still Wait, have...
the battery's gonna...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right.
So anyway.
Thanks for holding. Yeah. We're back. Chug, chug, chug. Continue your thought, friend.
So in my opinion, I feel that there are two separate bills that Chloe needs to be handing out here. And in my opinion, I feel like... Jordan has gotten a lot more shit for it than this situation, and we need to be holding Tristan more responsible, and he needs to be fucking being dragged on the internet, and her friends should be going after him, not her. Because you want to know something? The world fucking spins a lot. This bitch is gonna be at your Thanksgiving dinner table this year, I guarantee you, Jordan. So I don't
probably here's my thought with this one. I agree with you. I feel like as women, we tend to always get mad at the other woman. And my ex-husband.
Calling you.
I'm supposed to say, where did that come from?
It's a different life. My only serious long-term ex-boyfriend before Nary, I'm pretty sure he did cheat on me, but I don't really have proof of it. It's just like a feeling that I had.
I have a feeling.
Left phalange.
I lost my train of thought.
You had a feeling that your ex was cheating on me.
That my ex was cheating on me, but I never had proof. And, like, I feel like I would be mad. I want to be mad at him, but I feel like in that moment, if I had proof, I probably would be mad at the girl. And like that's, it feels like a natural thing.
It's because it's easier to be mad at someone that
you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Nope, not the case for me.
Like, well.
But I know her.
Generally speaking, it's easier to be mad at somebody that you don't know versus someone that you like actually have feelings for.
Yeah, it's like that denial factor. But
does that
of,
make
like,
sense though?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
But in this situation, like, though, in this situation, here's where I get that Tristan is a piece of shit and Tristan needs to be treated as such, but. I think the big issue here is we know Tristan's a piece of shit. We were just waiting for Tristan to fuck up again.
Waiting for the other shit.
Doesn't matter. Even if we were waiting for it, it should have never happened. To prove me fucking wrong.
No, but here's the thing.
No, I agree with you. It should have never happened again. But
Chloe
tweeted it today. She tweeted it today that
it's Tristan's fault.
It's Tristan's fault. It's 100% Tristan's fault, and she is dealing with him privately. But. She said I read it today that it's not as shocking the second time because she was already expecting it, and that's not excusing it. I feel like the reason in this particular situation, the reason why Jordan is getting so much hate is because of her relationship to the rest of the family.
Understandable,
because usually the side chick is just some random chick. Like she's
smart.
That would be the smart thing to do. Like,
I mean, not everybody's smart, so.
Well,
or decent.
That being,
I understand and I get it. I agree with you. I think that the problem
just
here.
Just a napkin with a cookie.
The problem
that was for, mine. That
it has a cookie in it.
Piece of a cookie.
The problem for me, I guess.
Oh no, this is mine. I don't know what that
is. The problem for me, I guess, is that I'm not. I'm not going to look at a cheating scandal and not fucking put myself in that position.
Oh, of course.
Because
I feel like all of us can put ourselves in Chloe's shoes.
Yeah, but there's a difference between putting yourself in her shoes and having walked in them. And I'm not using that as an excuse to know. Like, I am not the fucking token card for all experiences when it comes to this kind of betrayal. I know my experience. And I know that for me, I hope to God that this was the worst kind of betrayal I'm ever going to feel, because it was fucking brutal. Because I know that for me, historically speaking, I have traditionally always self-medicated with food. That's what I fucking did. If I got mad, if I was any kind of emotion, I fucking reached for a hamburger. This particular situation for me changed me in such a way that that is no longer a viable coping mechanism. That is fucking huge. Because that should change me on a fucking molecular level, in my opinion. And the pain and the betrayal is horrific. So it makes sense for her for yesterday to fucking claw her nails out and fucking tweet like something nasty. And then today come back totally level headed. She's on week fucking two. It's been 2 years for me and I'm over it now. But because it's been long enough and I did enough of the work, so to speak, because I just did not want this shit to define me, and I was not about to fucking stay connected to the situation with even by any negative emotions whatsoever. But I feel for her because it's like, it's just so fucked up. Like, it's just such a fucked up.
There's so many different levels to it because it's not just a random person.
It's not a random person. She was like, this is somebody that she considers a sister.
A sister.
In my situation, I didn't give a fuck about the side bitch. I didn't even, this woman was in my circle for years, and I don't know. If you're a woman, you understand. But every time she was around me, I just had this like, that's just the feeling I had around her. Like, that doesn't smell good and something. And I'm going to end up smelling bad, too. And it's just the way that it is. It's not to say that, you know, that my experience is what everyone else should feel or whatever. But I think that. And I think I texted this to Christy earlier this week. I'm like, I'm conflicted because my instinct here is to empathize with Chloe. But I kind of also want to defend Jordan to a certain extent because I feel like she's being ripped to fucking pieces.
Yeah.
And it's not fair because she's not the only one. Like,
yeah,
it's not a level playing field. And in my opinion and in my experience, there was two separate bills. There was one for the side hoe and one for my ex-husband. very separate fucking bills, okay? Because she is who she is. This is just what she fucking does. And I had my own resentment. I think woman to woman, that's just the fucking worst thing you can just do to somebody else's.
Flip that. Flip your mentality right there. Flip that. And think about it for a second. Okay, you want Tristan to be dragged through the mud, but you also are saying that Jordan's getting too much. You just said that the side hoe you expected because you knew something was wrong. That's Tristan's situation with a lot of people. We're like, fuck Tristan, because we knew your ass was going to do this.
No, but I'm not going to hold. I'm my anger, my reaction was never more to her or him. And I feel like the instinct here is to fucking chew this bitch out. And
you're not even fucking saying.
Nobody's. The TMZ articles aren't about what Tristan's doing now or what he fucking should have done.
There was a TMZ article the other day of Tristan just going to a restaurant with another bitch.
And not, and one,
but that's why Tristan is mierda. Nobody gives three shits. The only person that cares about Tristan,
we've decided,
is the fact that Chloe, no, is the fact that Chloe has to deal with him as the dad.
But we've decided for her. We've fucking decided.
No, I think that is what she keeps saying. I am dealing with him on another, because she has no choice.
She has to deal with him.
But you can deal with him. That's fine. And I'm not defending the fact that she's gonna be emotional. It's gonna be a fucking roller coaster for a very, very long time. This has to be horrendous for her to deal with again.
But Tristan already got a lot of the backlash the first time. That's why this time it's not only that he cheated, is that he cheated with somebody that Chloe loves as a sister.
And I think a lot of the people are
Kylie. It's Kylie's best friend, because it's not just like one of Chloe's best friends. It's Kylie's best friend that Chloe also happens to be really good friends with,
and that complicates things.
Exactly. But Tristan already got the backlash from the public. Like, that already happened 10 months ago,
and I think the public was already basically saying,
when he went on the court to play a game, the crowd, his hometown crowd, booed him.
Good.
Well, no, but so, I think like Chloe's already been getting for the last year. Why are you even with him?
Why exactly?
So nobody's going to be like, oh, Tristan's a dog. Shit. Tristan's this. Tristan's that. Because everybody's like, see, we told your ass to not be with him.
Right.
Like, that's why he's not getting that backlash.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with that.
No, but you're 100%
you're
right.
You're fine. Yeah,
you're 100% right, because it's like now we have this new scandal. Like now we have this new information of like we
if
know.
If it would have been some like random ass hoe, like some random ass,
we
like
would, we wouldn't be.
It would all be on
this.
Tristan right. again.
It would
all
we right. wouldn't have spent the last hour fighting about.
Everybody's
this.
Mad no at fighting. The thing is,
quote unquote, air quotes,
I think
fighting.
Right now, and at least it's my issue and my thing with it is the person I'm mad at. Yes, is Jordan. Because that's where, to me,
I'm
the betrayal is.
I'm also a little mad at Chloe.
I'm also a little mad at Chloe. She should have just...
The bigger betrayal is Tristan. I'm sorry.
It is. No, to it me, it's... Is. To me, because, listen, in my book...
But she's...
Jordan betrayed two people.
No, listen.
Tristan betrayed
six people, or however many fucking
I'm just going to give you Chloe and Kylie.
No, she... Jordan, it's the other side of the coin. It's not one or the other, or one did more than the other. If we're going to do that, I'm going to fucking pin it on Tristan a lot more than I am on her. Because she could have fucking avoided that situation 53 different fucking ways.
Yeah. No, but here...
She had even admitted to that. Okay, so she fucked up. She got kissed. Whatever the fuck she says, whether or not it's true or not, she doesn't have really the credibility for me to believe her with fucking blind faith. She just doesn't.
Right.
But if I... In my opinion, me alone, singular opinion, I would argue that it's fucking Tristan. Like, you're her fucking... She had your kid. You did this to her a year ago. And you know what she's been through. You know that she has trust issues. You know that she has daddy issues. And even just being a fucking decent human being, just don't betray people that you've committed yourself to.
But that's the thing. He's not... He is not married to her.
But she is trying to make a hoe into a husband. They and he is not a husband.
They had a kid together.
Doesn't matter. He is not a husband.
They had a kid together. And having a kid with somebody is a much bigger commitment.
I understand that.
You can get divorced and then you never talk 100%. To them again.
Yes. I understand but she's that. But trying some to make people a hoe. Don't give a fuck.
Some she's people making don't give a fuck. Her, and this guy clearly doesn't give a fuck.
I don't care. I'm telling you. I'm not saying he's not responsible. I'm just saying.
Chloe is responsible too. Because she's trying to make a hoe into a husband.
He's not going to give a fuck. He's 26.
He doesn't care.
He's 26 years old. He has millions of dollars and he doesn't give a fuck. If it's fucking Jesus Christ himself comes down and says, hey, bro, stay home tonight. He's not going to fucking do it.
And here's the thing. Era en la casa de él. It was at his house.
Yeah.
So let me tell you right now. Tristan is so much of a piece of shit
that he still has his own home.
Kim would have been at his house and he would have tried something on Kim.
Well,
Kim wouldn't have put. Wouldn't
I
have
also allowed, have like a little bit of an issue down. With the fact that like if they're. I mean,
I still stand by the fact there should have been a drunken phone call to Kylie at some point.
No, but that's not. I
need a Liga. Hold on.
And again, this might be like different celebrity rules, whatever. But like, why is this guy still living in a separate home?
Because they were together.
They were, and so if they're together and you're in LA, like you have a home in LA, whether you rent it or own it, whatever, you have a home in LA. This is all happening in LA. Like, why are you not?
I think they were as together as Scott and Courtney were together. That. You know,
but it's, Courtney
was keeping Scott around so that all her kids have the same baby daddy.
That's fucking brutal.
Tell me that she wasn't over his shit for a while.
But I don't fucking live in that house, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like that's
maybe they made a good storyline, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. There she stuck around for a reason. They didn't have any kids, and she put up with a bunch of his shit for the longest time. So by the time that. Mason was the first one, right?
Yeah.
By the time Mason came around, there had been like fucking 5 seasons of drama between, and she was still with him. So I don't think, my opinion, again, I'm going to go back to it. I feel like the husband, in this situation, Tristan, I don't give a, and again, this is solely my opinion. I totally understand where the rest of you are coming from, so don't think that I'm like trying to attack you.
No, I agree with you. I agree with what you're coming from. I just don't think you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah. That's fine. But I'm talking about the responsibility.
Who fucked up the most? I understand.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Who fucked up the most, in my opinion? I'm giving it to Tristan.
I'm giving it to Jordan.
No, I'm giving it to Tristan.
Well, in a way, actually, I'm giving it to Chloe, but still.
No, I'm giving it to Tristan. I'm not giving it to Chloe. You want to know why? Because love and being in a relationship, it's and fucking complicated. Yeah. I didn't even have to deal with the fact that I had a kid with this guy.
Or a dog, even.
Or a fucking dog, or not even an apartment at that point. I didn't even have to deal with that complication, and it fucking cracked me in half. So... And never in a second did I ever go through that situation and go, my God, this is never going to happen again. Like, this is it. This was the peak of my relationship. No, never 1 second, and never fucking crossed my mind. It was the pain of the betrayal, the disillusionment of having somebody treat you like shit consistently, and you're still fucking sitting there waiting for them to turn it around. Whether or not that was a stupid fucking move on my end, in that now I could, that I'm out of it and I'm 2 years out, I can look back and be like, bro, you should have packed your shit and left a fucking months before and not waited for it to get to that point. But you, in the moment, you have to make the decisions, the best decision you can make in the state of mind that you're in. And a lot of people, I know nobody in this room, nobody in this fucking house, I know, but a lot of people could very easily argue and call me a fucking idiot for sticking around to the very end. But in that moment, I had to fucking make the choices of what I knew, of what my brain could fucking wrap itself around. It was obvious to everyone around me what was about to fucking blow up in my face but me. And you want to know why? Because your brain is wired to protect you from shit that's really gonna fuck you up. And I think cognitively, my brain just could not fucking go there because I was already dealing with a red wagon of fucking shit show. So for me personally... And when I went through this situation, And again, I'm not putting myself on Chloe's level because I fucking experienced 0.00001%. And I think I'd only get that much because my shit was blasted, not because of me, but my shit was known. People that I've never even fucking talked to know what the fuck had happened between in that breakup. And that's that. I have to live with that. That's just the truth of what it is. But for me, the bill was fucking separate. I didn't marry the side hoe. I wasn't even friends with her. She's going to do what she's going to do to me, to the one before me, and definitely the one after me. Okay? It's going to happen. But the real pain, the real betrayal is his responsibility. I didn't marry her. I married him. Chloe didn't have a kid with Jordan. She had a kid with Tristan. Yeah. Chloe didn't fall in love with Jordan. Jordan doesn't owe her shit. Jordan owes Chloe more than Kylie. She owes any. Jordan owes Kylie more than she's ever gonna fucking owe Chloe. Never. So the bill here is that it's separate, in my opinion. And the one that needs to get more shit for it is Tristan. Now, he hasn't given a public interview for us to fucking dissect 30 minutes of what he's saying, how he's saying it.
I don't think he will, because he just and doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck.
So, but I'm still sitting at home going, in my head, I'm pinning it on Tristan. Mm-hmm. You had a fucking responsibility to her. You had a fucking responsibility to your daughter, because she's going to grow up one day. She's going to Google this. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's just what it is, in my opinion. I think that traditionally, it's what you're saying, Steph, that the instinct is to kind of lash out at the one that you're not so emotionally involved in, yeah. Which typically that's easier. Why you always go like, easier. Oh, you know, the woman. But I've always been, and this was an opinion that I had before, it just got reinforced given my circumstances, but I've always been like, I don't understand that. If I'm the instinct to fucking, like, even on like on a basic level, to fuck her up, like, the instinct that usually happens to women is I'm gonna find her and fucking rip to pieces. Yeah, she was second. She wasn't first in line for mm-hmm. that ass beating. It was him, because he's the one that made the promises.
He's the one that owed you the
right. I invested in that relationship. Chloe invested in her relationship with Tristan. Mm-hmm. I bet you she's fucking... She invested and she supported and all the shit that we fucking do.
She moved to fucking Cleveland for him.
All the shit that we
fucking
do.
Fucking Cleveland, the butthole of America.
Yeah.
Sorry, any listeners from Cleveland?
Yeah.
The belly button.
What the fuck is there in Cleveland?
I don't know.
The Cavaliers. That's it.
LeBron.
No, he's not even there anymore.
He's not there. He's another.
Oh,
there anymore.
Hashtag sports. So anyway,
hashtag sports ball.
That's my opinion. I think that, Jordan is getting more shit for it because she opened her mouth. I honestly don't think that the interview helped her. I think that, in my opinion, she should have been a lot more forthcoming, not so vague, and just been outright, like, owned her shit. Yeah. You can fuck up. But how you fucking react to that mm-hmm. is foretelling more than the actual
lessons
fuck
I try
up.
To teach my first grader.
But but she will fucking figure it out. She's got the Smiths in her corner. She's got money. She's got this notoriety now under her belt. Mm-hmm. I'm not losing sleep over her whether or not she's gonna eat tomorrow. It's because she's gonna be just fucking fine.
The meme of her like with a cup from like wherever.
Yeah,
and it was like Jordan Woods making her first Postmates delivery. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not worried about her, and I'm not even worried about Chloe. I'm just saying that
Chloe's gonna be fine
when it comes to the matter of public opinion and who the fuck we're crucifying.
And to be honest, Tristan's gonna be fine too, because they're still gonna be fucking hoes lined up for him, so it's not like he's gonna fucking, you know.
So it's like, may I, like,
listen, there is a question? There is a first grade or daycare fucking teacher out there and I god knows where
Cleveland,
that just
probably.
Posted $100,000 fucking dollar bail for R. Kelly.
Yeah
there is stupid hoes all over this country.
Young hoe mentality.
Well, that was in her 30s.
That's old hoe, man.
She's
that's
in her 30s, 40s.
Bitch, you call us old?
We're in our 30s. She's why old you enough to know? Old?
If we were still hoeing, we'd be this old hoes.
But yeah, there's
we
some... So listen, there's some stupid hoes out there. Old because hoes. There's crusty a freaking stupid woman that runs a fucking daycare.
Of course.
That's been $100,000.
Pull my kid from that daycare. So
well, no, they're apparently they're like closing. They're like boycotting it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But dude, there are stupid fucking people everywhere. Like, get in your car and drive.
I mean, listen,
one.
I mean, Charles Manson got married in prison before he, like, there's, like,
but there's people, there's hoes that marry men in prison all I know, the time.
Which is where the people are fucking crazy.
So what I'm saying is,
Tristan is not gonna lack any pussy until the day that guy dies, so he's gonna be fine.
I don't understand, he's icky.
Because for some fucking reason, there are women out there. I cannot relate as a single woman. I can't even bring myself to fucking use Bumble. That's another issue. But there are some women out there that just the hype, just to be able to say,
it's
a millionaire.
Just so that you could drunk FaceTime your girlfriend that you're about to bone Tristan.
Right.
Like, from his bathroom while you order Postmates and nachos.
That's just what it is. You're the motivation. Some people find their value and who they fucked. That goes for women. That goes sure as fuck for men. And
that has nothing to do, I mean, because that like, let's take fame out of it, because if a guy like has a little bit of money, there's still hoes lined up for him too.
Look at the fucking like psycho bitches that are all like the guy Come Mierda from You. That they were all like, oh my God, I find him so hot.
Oh, the actor.
Dan Humphries.
Yes, well, but the character.
Fine, but the character is I just saw this.
No, but the actor had to tweet out
Yeah, like, please do not be attracted to my character. Yeah. No,
like. But that's shit that.
Although
mantra, go to fucking therapy is what I'm trying to
although
tell
Although I will
involved.
Say
therapy and saves.
This has nothing to do with the character of Joe, but just the way that a lot of those scenes were shot.
I get it.
It's romanticized.
He's a good looking dude.
Well, he's cute, but I'm saying, like, just like the way that a lot of those, like, love scenes or whatever, quote unquote.
Show yet.
Well, there's a lot of sex in it. So, but a lot, the way that those
hashtag no butts.
No, there's no butts. A lot, a way that, I mean, I, from that perspective, it is like, it perspective, not respect. From that perspective, it is.
I don't know what you're saying.
A little sexy, but I mean, he himself is not.
Right, it's creepy.
And like, from the minute that show opens, it's like, you're a...
Yeah, and I would say that, again, I would reiterate that this situation, there, it's a fucking giant onion. There's 10 different ways to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, from my opinion, I would prefer that Tristan be getting a lot more shit than he is, than just, you know...
I agree with you.
Feel like it falls under the umbrella, not the direct, like, connection, but it falls under the umbrella of... Boys will be boys.
I agree with you that he should be getting way more flack than what he's currently getting.
Yeah.
I just feel like he got it 10 months ago. Like, yeah, but this is not then, like this is a continuing situation. Like, he has been getting shit. Also, I feel like we're also going in circles.
Right.
But
I would like to go into the actual Red Table interview.
Oh, yeah.
If we can.
Yeah, we can. We can do like 10 minutes.
La mierda. That was that red table.
Chrissy was so mad.
My shit was
blowing. I know, so was mine.
But my
in our group chat and alone.
Same. I was like, just.
And I got pulled into a meeting like 15 minutes into it. So I'm like, stop it.
She kept texting me and I was like, babe, I'm 10 minutes away. Just let me get home and I can catch up to what the fuck you're mad about.
Because like, the show starts and they've got like this like sob story explaining to you how close they are to Jordan and how
well I'm glad that they did that.
Granted, but look, girl needs some support. Her dad died last year. Like, she needs somebody to lean on.
It was just last year.
Yeah, I think it was last year. The year before. I think it was recent.
She was like 15.
I think it was 2018. Sorry, I think it was in 2018 that he died. I could be wrong, but I feel like it was. I feel like I read something about it being 2018.
But like, Missy pointed out a good like a statement from like the beginning, and like, she saw it one way. I kind of saw it a little bit different. But in the beginning, like when they FaceTime with Will, Will says to her, I need when
oh
you
if you sorry when you if you type when did Jordan woo, the second option is when did Jordan Wood's dad die.
Like, everybody's checking that bitch. Now they're like, check, fact checker, fake news.
Okay, he died of cancer. Keep talking.
Okay.
I'm Googling.
So in the beginning, like, Will Smith gets FaceTimed in, and he says when she started getting involved in the whole Kardashian lifestyle kind of deal, he's like, I always knew that at some point we would be here.
Mm-hmm.
Missy sees it as she, you could speak for yourself.
Died, sorry,
but,
no, but sorry, he died January 2017.
Okay. Oh, okay, so it was so, fairly recent.
What was
so,
your perspective?
My perspective is I could see how he said that she, that he's by saying, like, I knew we would be here someday. To me, I can see that in two ways. One was she's caught up in this lifestyle of the fame, just like his kids are, like, in navigating through it. But two,
wait, Jada said
Will
this.
Said
Will
this. Said it.
Okay.
I always knew we would be here at some point.
Yes, I remember now. Okay.
And to me, in a way, it also says you're flying too close
to the sun.
To the sun. To me, that's what I took it as. Not as she's going to get caught up in the lifestyle of, like, the Kardashians, or get backlashed from the Kardashians.
Yeah,
that she was
going
to get...
I think she
was going to have some kind of scandal.
That she was going to do something thinking that she was untouchable.
Mm-hmm. So What I heard Will Smith talking about that, what I heard was, so he knows her, and
he's known her for a long time.
His dad was like an engineer and an EP for
her dad
for Fresh,
the most important award out there.
Yeah, sound engineering.
Fresh from a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and he's
keep
actually
drinking, Christy.
Like, he's been in her life.
That hasn't been a joke forever.
No, I can't.
I can.
Will,
I'm not driving. Missy drove me.
Will has been in her life since she was a kid, so she's seen her. He knows her from a different. He knows her differently,
you know, people
than
differently.
The rest of us do. So what I heard when he said that was, you are Jordan Woods, but you have been caught up in being Kylie Jenner's best friend, Jordan Woods. Whereas in his point of view, knowing her from childhood and being her godfather, you're Jordan Woods. You don't need to, like,
latch onto somebody else.
You just gotta walk your own path. And I think that for his perspective, and I think what the Smiths are trying to do is kind of like support her and remind her that it is devastating to be in this situation, but it's not, it doesn't have to define you for the rest
of
your life.
And I agree with you there.
She's
only 21.
She can still be Jordan Woods, whatever the fuck she wants to be, because she's so fucking young. That's what I heard, but I heard
what Christy heard.
Yeah.
I felt that it was like, I knew that you, like, the same thing.
You
that
were
I
flying too close to the sun, and you were going to get burned, and I knew we were going to be here one day for you to set the record straight.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Like, he knew that at one day he was going to be called to ask to support her.
Because he saw where she was headed.
To back her up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That she was, and 100%. Who knows? We don't know, because she even said it. I went through a run of partying a lot. She said, like, that when
I mean,
she,
her dad's been dead only for 2 years. Like, she, for all intents and purposes.
And that's a thing. Like, that's
a thing.
Like, and I mean, of all of us, I know, like, Missy has issues with her dad, but Christy lost her father when she was really young. So, like, you know what that's like. I don't know what that's like, and neither does Stephanie. Like,
yeah.
Thankfully.
Which, like, I will tell you, was one of the reasons that, and I know it's not, we're not going to jump back and forth to it, but it's one of the reasons that I do believe she did something. Because when you lost that father figure.
Or when you were a looking, parent.
No, father.
Well, you still have your mom.
No, but father, you're looking for male approval.
That's true. I can see that.
There's a lot of issues that some girls.
I don't give a fuck.
You're because you had to, but you built yourself.
Yeah, I know.
It's a different situation.
I thought you were getting ready to cry, so I wanted to.
No. But you listen. I had a lot of sex.
I narrated it.
Like, for I'm 41 years old. It's been a lot. Yeah.
Chrissy's got a list.
Listen, it was consensual, and, you know, it wasn't all good, wasn't all bad, but, you know, there was a lot of stuff that, yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I did that I don't say that it was, oh, I was young and stupid. No, I made the decision.
Right.
Because I was looking for something else.
Like, you were reacting to your...
Right.
No, I was looking for something. I was looking for a comfort. I was looking for... I was looking for a comfort. I was looking for somebody to protect me, somebody to take me under their wings. And like, that type of thing. Like, I did date some were younger, but some older guys. Yeah. Okay. When I was 15, I dated a 26-year-old.
Oh, but I did that too.
I was 16. 16.
Yeah, I think we all had. I dated a 24-year-old.
I was in the library. Yeah. Not doing that.
So... You know,
because you weren't a cheerleader.
You look for it. Like, you know, you, like, these are just things. So that's why one of the things that I could see where she was being heading towards that. And she says it in the beginning when she's explaining like that she was out like with her friends at right. the thing. She was like, yeah, because I had been on like, and she said it someone, I can't remember like quote it right now, but it's something like I was on like a ride of
yeah, like a binge.
Going out yeah. and partying.
Yeah.
So she's dealing with some shit.
Yeah.
Like recently looks like she's been dealing, and it might be something as simple as Kylie was wifeyed up.
Yeah.
She was no longer, yeah, well, she was helping with.
She was no longer available to be my best friend.
There are friends that, and I've experienced this personally, where like people can't deal with big life changes like that. Like there are people that are naive enough to think that your friendship has to stay exactly the same in every single stage of your life. And it's, well, that's just not realistic.
Like even I had a friend a long time ago, like, she ended up getting pregnant, and then she decided not to keep the pregnancy, and she decided after the fact that she could no longer be friends with me because I was too close to the situation, yet she continued to date her, you know, quote-unquote baby daddy, like the guy who knocked her up in the first place, and was with him for years, like 4 or 5 years after that happened. But my friendship with her ended because I like was too involved in the situation, and I'm like, bitch, I didn't fuck you. But like, but I'm not the reason why you're in this situation, but yeah. She could no longer be friends with me because yeah. of that situation. So like, there's friendships are,
so that's the only reason I'm saying like, so there's a possibility that yeah. you know, she was having whatever, and like she doesn't go into it, but for some reason she was out partying more than usual because mm-hmm. she said,
oh,
that.
Do we know, okay, real quick question, because I maybe have not been following this as closely as mm-hmm. I should be. Do we know when this like alleged kiss yes, happened?
Last Sunday.
Oh,
because okay. Monday's when it came out.
Mm-hmm. No. Like, so okay. So the kiss happened last Sunday.
This just happened. This wasn't 2 weeks. Okay. It's only been a week, actually. Mm-hmm. You said 2 weeks. This has only been a week because no. It happened last Sunday.
The 19th, and it's March 2nd. It's been two weeks.
No, it wasn't the 19th.
Yeah,
it was.
On Friday, she said last Sunday. Like last during Sunday. Red Table Talk.
Yes, and that was shot on Tuesday.
She was, so the 24th. So
last Sunday is not. No, it was. This shit popped off like 2 weeks ago. Hand on a burner. I know for sure. We want to stop talking about it, guys.
Huh?
We haven't stopped talking about it for 2 weeks because every time that there's a new headline,
that's not maybe on 17th, maybe the 24th.
Yeah, which was last Sunday.
I don't know. I don't know if it was. Okay,
so the kiss happened.
The Tristan party. Let's leave it. Let's because no. I don't believe the kiss.
That's what I want.
Let's okay, want to call it the said, Tristan party.
Jordan said it was a kiss, so I'm going to call it the kiss, quote unquote, for now.
The it Tristan happened, party happened on a Sunday.
Okay,
which either the 17th of February or the 24th of February. One of those two Sundays, she went out with some friends.
I was just trying to. Sorry, I'm like
trying to build a timeline.
I was not only trying to build a timeline, but like trying to see if it was like the other videos where
this was like
months prior. And
no.
Like this is brand new. This is brand new information.
No, it's come out since the fact, and like there's people like in LA that have said that this has been going on for a few weeks, and like everybody knew, like it was like how John Travolta's gay, like it's like the worst kept secret.
Yeah. But like, and here's my issue with the whole thing. So she like says that she was out with some friends drinking. Like they were at a bar or whatever. And she said it made a very good point, which is very true.
To her defense, everything in LA shuts down.
That's why
at 1 a.m.
That's what I'm saying. She made
There's nothing after 1-2 o'clock, there is nothing to do. So people do have a lot of house parties. Nothing good happens.
Hey, after that's how 2 I ended up at Andrew Keegan's house.
Shut up.
Yes.
You went to Andrew Keegan's house?
I didn't know it at the time.
I'm so jealous right now.
Who's Andrew Keegan?
From like Camp Nowhere at
the guy that dates
from 10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About You.
The one with the hair?
Yeah. Oh,
the mean guy. Yeah.
But not Heath Ledger.
Not Heath Ledger, not Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy with the hair. The other guy with the hair.
Yeah, the one with the black hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Joey guy. He's supposed to be.
Yeah, Andrew Keegan.
Oh my God, he smells like Axe fucking body yeah. spray.
In my defense, I did not know it. Well, not in my defense, but in like I didn't know until we left the house. Because I didn't see him the entire time that we were there.
Back in the day, he was really cute.
How tall is he? You know that's my thing.
Yeah. How tall is he?
He looks like he's 5'7".
He looks like he's 4'11".
He was like 5'10" at least. Well, there is a lot of short people in that movie.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But in L.A., clubs, restaurants, bars, wherever. Hold, like,
he's 6 feet.
See, I told you he's tall.
there are very few towns that, or cities or whatever that actually like are
like here. We're
it's
spoiled.
Like Miami, New York, and Vegas are the only things that have things open past 2 o'clock.
So like you get done at a bar at like 12 or 2.
Yeah, Chrissy, I'm like on a spiral right now.
Is he fat now?
No.
Oh, that would have been really satisfying.
I don't want to say what I think he's.
Oh, D'Angelo's so fat.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I. Yeah.
Wait, what? Say it again.
The gay.
Oh.
Un.
Yeah, he has that face though.
Like not outing that. So there's a.
I'm so.
There's a story out. There's a lot of stories out there that say that about him.
So hashtag butt stuff for him.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, this isn't outing anybody. Like, I did not see anything. I didn't even see him was there. But I was introduced to somebody that was, like, the boyfriend of the owner of the house. And then when we left, they were like, oh, that's Henry Keegan's house. So I'm like, okay, was that his house? So I don't know. But so there's a lot of bars, a lot of clubs that close at, like, 1 or 2 at the most. So a lot of people, you
it
find your group.
It was this past Monday because I just went back into it. And it's this Monday because it was after, because Sunday was Oscar Sunday. Yeah. So I went back into our chat. And it's dated Monday 2/25.
So. Yeah. Just feels like forever. But so, a lot of people go, after they go out to a bar, they go to something. Like, somebody says, hey, let's all go to my house and keep drinking or hanging out. And since people have, like, the fucking shit of houses.
Right.
They have house parties all the time. So she says that they were there. They she was drinking with friends. She didn't say that she saw him at the or did
no,
she say
knew
that
it was his house? They no, said it
yeah,
was
yeah, like
house.
They were there and they're like, oh, we're going to somebody's house, and then they're like, oh, it's Tristan's house. Stop right there,
right? Like, if you're gonna stay there, you call your BFF.
No, but not even stay there. She says, oh, I thought that was even better because his house would be safe because it's somebody I know.
Yeah.
I keep shooting back to this. This is why I think this whole story, there's a lot of missing information, because I know certain people that could be in this table at this moment that when they're drunk, the first thing that they do
is call their friends.
Is call their friends, text their friends, you know, why.
Yeah, but I confess like how I cheated on my diet. I don't confess,
no, it doesn't
like,
matter. You could be, but
matter.
Nobody was
drunk.
But you tell
friends,
us
what you do.
We know that you're out somewhere.
Yeah,
and if you're a really good friend, you have them on Find Your Friends,
and
you know
better,
where her ass
call
is everywhere.
Them from the bathroom,
and FaceTime from the bathroom.
Oh my god, yeah, I did do that. I was at Georgie's house, and they had called me. I missed the call. I grabbed my phone. I went to the bathroom.
Well, we're gonna be there tomorrow, so
and
you
I was
might
like,
get drunk.
I called back. I don't know who the fuck it was that FaceTime.
Neri.
It was Neri. Had called me, and I called him back. He answered. He goes, "Hello," and I go, "Oh my god, I am so fucked up." Like, that's all I kept saying. But anyway, go
it
ahead.
Was really
but,
fun.
So like there's that missing piece of
we drunk FaceTime Neri and Vanessa when they left us alone when Link was 6 months old and they left us alone drunk with him.
Oh my god, that was really scary. I'm like, do you need help with the baby?
He was fine. Link's fine.
Clearly, he's fine because we had dinner with him and he's okay. He's still alive.
Yeah, but like, the thing is, like, so she says one that it's, oh, I felt that it was safer. And then she gets to the house and again, she's at Tristan's house. So my issue in this whole thing is like, she's like, there's a lot of people that are not stepping up or not saying anything that people saw that I didn't do anything with him. Like, let's be real. These are people that you're going out with.
I
and these
like
are your friends.
Happened, your friends would have. Would
why
be
is
alive.
No one like? There's
why
a lot.
Why is nobody
of,
standing up for you?
There's
because
a lot
then,
of
you,
shit.
Do you want really want to throw your name in the hat when this shit show is happening? And even if she had FaceTimed her,
no, not about FaceTime, but like, where are her friends? Where
she doesn't? They're not gonna, bro.
They're not
like,
real friends.
They're not real friends.
I know it happened to me two separate occasions. The big life events have shifted. My circle in a drastic way. The first time it happened,
you got Vanessa and Christy.
The first time it happened, Stephanie ended up in my circle. We were like friends, but it wasn't like that yet. And that summer, so many things happened to all of us. But I think for me, that at that point, I thought that a certain circle of friends were mine, and then it just turned out that was not.
That's funny. That's the term you use.
Yeah. Right.
See, listen. Leila saw the shit. If I would have seen the shit, you would have heard.
Hold on. But there's
Leila saw that, the
shit. Leila has eyes everywhere.
Leila saw that shit.
Leila knows everything.
Literally 10 years ago this summer is when that giant fucking shift happened, and it's like people that you thought were your ride or dies actually are not, and the people that are gonna fucking stick by your side just land there when you're in your time of need. That was 10 years ago. It happened again 2 years ago when my fucking personal life imploded and everything fucking changed, where I could say confidently, I mean, Nary reminds me all the time.
I mean, nobody was not on your side, though.
No, but we were friends. But the how it shifted that fast was something.
Yeah,
that
we became like really close.
But something bigger. But to that, to your point, if any of us, I think we've bonded for there's such. They're just real friendships where you can. I don't think
LA 20-year-old friendships are real.
That's what I was going to get at. It's not. It doesn't have the substance that I would.
But Chloe and Kylie have been friends since they were 13 years old. Like, it's not like they met when they were 18.
Right, but Kylie wasn't there.
Kylie and Jordan.
What did I say?
You said Chloe and Kylie. Jordan's whole point.
There's like eight of you.
Jordan's whole point during the interview was, where are all the people that were at the party? Like, where are they? Why aren't they standing up for me? Like, why aren't they coming out and saying that nothing happened?
Honestly, because she did something. That's how I feel about it.
That's what I'm saying. If nothing happened, excuse me, Christy, I'm going to demonstrate with you. If all you did was this.
She's putting her leg on Christy's lap.
She's sitting on Christy.
I'm sitting on the armrest. My butt is not on her legs.
But I see how it may look to other people. I'm sorry.
No, that's too cozy. Like,
it's too cozy.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. Like, I don't even sit on my husband that way. Like, in public.
No, like I don't even like it when he sits next to me. It's like,
let's be real. Let's be real. As weird as our husbands are.
I do not want to watch Drop Dead Diva with you.
Like, as weird as our husbands are, I don't really know good. If Jeff would sit like that on, like, for more than 2 seconds.
I was telling my cousin earlier.
I would hug Jeff. Like, because that's because Nary and Jeff
are weird.
That's not a good hypothetical.
They're gonna leave Christy and Vanessa for each other.
At some point.
But that's why I'm saying that's a weird hypothetical, because that's a real thing.
And keep Dave as a pet.
Oh, no, that's like a throuple. Like, they are their own, like, relationship.
Yeah, but has Dave ever jumped out of a car and sing All My Life to Nary? Because Jeff has.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But let's say, like, me and Jeff, like, Jeff and I had a friendship. You know, like, before you and I got close, like, Jeff and...
Yeah,
like,
same as me and Nary.
Right, like, you and Nary were friends, Jeff and I were friends, and now we've kind of, like, switched places, like, you and I are closer, mm-hmm. and Nary and Jeff are closer. But, like, I would hug Jeff, but never would I ever in my wildest dreams be like, I'm gonna sit on the armrest and drape my legs across his lap.
That's way too cozy.
That is asking for trouble that I don't want. That I don't want with
but
you.
But not even that. Like,
I don't want to put
that's
like
very comfortable. That's young ho mentality.
I know.
Though.
But like, even back then.
Because that's very
when I had young ho mentality, because I was a fucking ho. Like,
I don't know. Back then, I might have done something like that.
But if I was doing it, I was looking for some shit.
But
if I did it, it's because I was looking for some shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was looking for something.
100%
I feel like I did something similar to this at some point. But
a hoe?
Was a hoe.
Was.
Reformed.
Reformed.
Vanessa really only knows the truth, the truth of my hoedom. But
like, that's the thing. Like, I'm saying, like, like, for me, like,
guys, it's Sunday, by the way.
Yeah.
On Saturday. Yeah.
But like, for me to right now, even, like, what, like, let's be completely honest. I love all of you.
Yeah.
Stephanie sitting on the chair armrest, besides the fact that this is not the armrest.
That's not a comfortable armrest to do.
It's not an armrest to be sitting on. Like,
actually, come back. Yeah. Let's do this the right way.
They can't see you, dummy.
But
I need to see if how. Don't sit
on the cookies. Because it felt awkward.
Hashtag priorities. Do whatever you. Cheat on your husbands and don't sit on the cookies.
Like, if I'm like this.
Nary, do you want to come judge this?
Throw a mic like this way. Face a mic in my arm.
He's coming. I heard him get up.
Nary!
Like, if I am sitting on a chair and somebody is sitting on the armrest, my hands, look where my arm is.
Yeah, your hand is on her ass. Your hand is
because,
on her ass.
Because, I'm sorry, Tristan wasn't like this.
Is this an appropriate
if male females
if Christy was a dude and Stephanie was a girl if they were sitting like this at a party, what would you think?
Here, take my mic.
Well, hers is closer.
Whatever.
No, it's fine.
Look where my hand is.
But it, are they together? Are they a couple? Her hand is clearly on her ass.
Oh. Are they coupling? Oh,
are we coupling? Are we flirty? What are we?
Flirty, maybe.
But this is like
so. Okay, let me change it for you for a second.
This is not like automatic.
Okay.
No.
Okay, let me change this for you. I am some dude. This is Vanessa.
Okay. What, some dude is some, who is some dude? Is it some dude or is a friend?
No, some dude.
Like a rando.
There's a difference.
No, in this situation, it's someone you know, but it's not someone you're close with.
No, that's inappropriate. Yeah, but it's still flirty.
No, yeah, flirty, inappropriate, yeah.
Same shit. Yeah.
My hand is literally the only comfortable way.
Yeah.
For my left arm to be right now is on Stephanie's ass.
I will tell you.
Stephanie's clearly enjoying this.
I will tell you. I will tell you that I do a lot of the hugging thing. I'm a hugger. So I do a lot of the hugging thing.
You don't say.
Yeah, we don't.
And I grab the waist a lot.
That mic.
But I don't do that. You know, not sitting down. No,
but this is sitting. Yeah,
but like literally. Yeah.
Like we're in a conversation in a circle.
We're at a party.
We're at a party. Like this is happening for more.
Of
than
all the seats,
seconds.
Of all the seats in the room, here's where Vanessa decides to sit.
Yeah, I'd be more upset about the fact that somebody's sitting on the armrest. I gotta be honest with you.
Like he's
fucking
right
on
now.
My couch,
this
bro.
This is bothering me right now. I know you're doing it for example purposes, but this is bothering me right now.
Get out of the couch.
Much more so than like if a guy would like if a guy were to do that, I'd be like, why are you sitting on the
it
fucking
was good
arm
to call him
first, and then I'd be like, hey, hey, is no, my girl hugging you? Like I would be weirded out. Like,
but like the thing is, like
yeah, I just don't like the whole arm.
Yeah,
thing.
But like the thing is, like if I was to
I
put my
couch,
left, if my
me.
If I was to put my left arm in. There is no way that a man the size
Steph,
of Tristan.
Get off the couch, man. He's told you nicely like three different times.
The size of Tristan was, we're talking like what, 6'4"?
I do the forensic science.
Yes.
We are. Oh, boy.
We are CSI investigators.
Like, the size of Tristan,
help.
Who's 6'4", there's
Thank
no way that his arms
Mary.
Would be comfortable. He would knock her ass off. If
He's
actually
6'10".
Jesus.
He's an actual tree.
You're a big tree.
Oh 6'10", 238.
You're probably
pounds.
Gonna catch something.
Jesus.
If you catch that
yeah. Tree. But like, that's the thing. Like, it's that's where my issue was. If you're gonna sit here and tell me you didn't do anything, and that's fine. You didn't do anything.
No, that she crossed the line.
She crossed the line.
100%. Nobody's gonna like. It's he just kissed me. Is not the crime, babe. It's the why did you? Why were you there?
Why were you there? The second you got there, if you didn't text somebody,
why didn't you sit on the floor? Why didn't you tell him?
My Jack and Sally are
Why
here.
Didn't you get up and like?
No,
there's 10 different ways that she could.
And
have
the thing is that like,
situation.
Let's if we're gonna talk about young mentality, you tell me that no 21-year-old shows up at a party,
guys,
and the ex is and shows up and the ex is there, and it's not like either texting. Oh my fucking god!
Right.
Do you know where I am? Don't worry.
I
the
don't
second
know.
I see him with a bitch, I will tell you.
But again,
exactly like that's what you fucking do. Like, but okay. Can I? Okay, I'm having like a moment where I feel like if this was my friend's boyfriend, I would be like, I'm gonna be all over him to protect my friend so that other bitches aren't all over him.
Which fine, if
I feel like that's something that I probably would
but you know
have
what?
Done slash maybe did.
But did you know do. What? If you say it, do it. Like if you like if
but,
she would have come out on Red Table Talk and said that,
yeah, she didn't
I would have been.
That.
You know what? I would have been. You know what, Jordan? I'll take that one for you. I will believe
right.
that
but, like,
one.
She, what she should have done was, like, Chloe. Like, she should have texted Chloe and Kylie in a group chat
because
that I'm
she
sure
didn't
they
say,
have.
Because she didn't say that. She didn't say. She said that she had heard the rumors that there were no phones, but she had hers. So you had the capability of, like, getting on a chat.
Yeah,
and
this
like,
is,
hey.
We're not taking anything away from Tristan right now. Tristan's still a hoe. Tristan's still a
no,
fault for this.
No, you're talking about the
But this
actual
is the conversation. No, this is the conversation that she's giving as her reasoning. Which, to me, will happen.
I had a question, and I know this is, but didn't Chloe get, not this dude, but other dudes by cheating on them?
No,
thank you.
No, there's no, French Montana has come out and said, and so has Trina, which is the girl that was with French Montana, and
no,
said that
the,
that's a lie.
The one before that, like, isn't that like, isn't there like a guy or something?
Yeah, her baby daddy.
That she got by cheating?
Yeah. French, the story's on French Montana.
Tristan said that, well, Tristan's baby mama before Chloe said that they...
Whose name is also Jordan.
But they were not together when she found out she was pregnant with Tristan's baby. They were not together.
Oh, so it's like Bridget, Tom, and Giselle.
French Montana, or is it French Montana? Yeah, French Montana's girlfriend Trina said, because everybody was like Perez, and everybody was like, "Oh, but didn't you take French Montana from Trina?" And Trina came out on her radio show and was like, "No, we Trina were not has a together." Radio show? Apparently, like, I don't think it's like a serious. What or else she was on a podcast. Do? I don't know. Tables? What. And
she can't have a 9 to 5. She's Trina.
Yeah, and she said,
"She's the bitch."
Thank you for calling State Farm. This is Trina speaking. How may I help you?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she
single
said,
car. Was there anybody else in the vehicle with you, sir?
Yeah, but she said no. We were not together when him and so everybody's trying to push it, but it's not the only like
real good.
Yeah, the only like you know issue is like Malika's stupid ass. But
the Malikas. No, wait, pause.
Wait, one of the Malikas is married.
True,
so.
But I know
the
I,
other Malika.
The
is,
other Malika. Malika.
Hey,
you're gonna drive.
I'm gonna drive. I live here.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
I have hiccups.
I feel that like the other one, the not Malika, is getting like roped into the Malikas.
Yeah, she's probably. I don't know that she's saying.
What I'll say
much.
Is that
I have hiccups.
She's full of shit. Because you have a track record for fucking getting involved with men.
Yes, who are that was technically- a, like that was a storyline.
On Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, Malika's
so then,
stupid.
So then don't use this like, oh, I'm just being a loyal best friend. Like, no, but you're a grown-ass woman, so maybe support your friend like by supporting her and not being a fucking mean girl, a brat about it. So
Malika's wrong.
She's canceled.
Yeah, Malika's wrong. But so here's my thing. I swear to you, if Jordan want to come out and said, so I get to this party and I see Kristen all up on people, so I either A, texted and told, or two, decided that I was gonna stick on his ass all night so that he couldn't do anything with anybody else. I would have actually,
but there's that's tricky because it's like, oh, are you there's stick on him, like oh, I'm gonna just like be annoying and be around him so that he can't and like cock block, and there's like,
well, granted, but
I'm gonna pretend to be flirt because oh, let me fall on the sword like for the sake of like that's a little
at 6'10" it probably is a sword.
He's not lying.
I understand that.
I laughed.
One person.
But isn't it the opposite?
I laughed.
No.
Yeah, but they say that it's more like that. Like, there's, really tall is really, is like little, no, and then short. No. Okay.
There's no fucking the way. Way. No. There's no way. Like, the fact that she just hasn't broken a hip.
Proportions don't work that way.
No. Yeah, he's 6'10".
In
ten,
my
like,
experience.
On.
No, I'm just kidding.
But, like, I. Yeah, if Jordan was falling on the sword, if she was like
falling on the dick, whatever.
If she was, but not okay. Let's just pretend.
But say, but also
let's
say
give
that
her
that's
the benefit
we're
of
we're
the
making
doubt.
That shit up. Like,
but let's
not...
give her the benefit of the doubt that she all she did was kiss him, like she says, and she was like sticking to him so that nobody else would stick to him. The first thing she would have done it's would have yeah. been to tell Chloe. Sorry, I have hiccups. Would have been to tell Chloe, hey. I was at his house. This party was going on, and to protect you, I stuck to his ass. Mm. Like, when he sat in a chair, I sat on the armrest so nobody else could do it. Mm. And I was like his fucking shadow. You would tell her.
Yeah.
Because even at 2021, when I had that quote unquote young ho mentality, when I was young hoeing around, excuse me, oh my God, I was telling, like, I would say, hey, I'm here. Your dude is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping an eye on him for you.
My cousin caught her brother's wife doing that.
Right.
At a club.
There was a whole episode that just passed of Grown-ish. If you don't watch the show, it's basically the oldest daughter from Black-ish in college. Yeah, I saw that coming.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And there's a whole episode. Like, there's a whole episode where there's in the group that...
trying to drink water upside down because I have hiccups and they won't go away.
Get a cuchillo.
Is that
get
what you're supposed to do?
What are you supposed to
get
do with
knife,
that?
Get a knife, put it in the cup. And
what?
Drink.
What the fuck
are you what? Do you have hiccups?
What kind of 1920s bullshit is that?
Okay, let's go upside down and drink a cup of water.
My hiccups stopped, didn't they?
Remember when
we're all fucking
remember
really
when
fucking
remember
weird.
When DJ Tanner got married by walking around the table, walk backwards in the table, and your hiccups go.
All you do is you get a cup, don't it sounds don't think
it's because like, you're focusing on something else.
If you get a cup, you
my
get
hiccups
a fucking...
stopped. I drank my water upside down. My hiccups stopped.
I think it's because I slapped your ass. I don't think it's because you were upside
maybe
down.
But I'm not taking it away. Look, from my upside
you get
down
a knife thinking. It can be a butter knife for all I care. You get a knife, you put it there, you put it inside your cup, hold it to the edge and drink your water. Your hiccups will go away.
I will try that next time.
What is the, I just want to know what the logic is. Like, just honestly, God, what's the logic?
Cortando lo hipo.
Because I... I don't understand. You didn't understand me. I said logic. So I'm just trying to... Because...
There is no logic in old fucking Hispanic, like wives' tale shit.
No, that's not true. Because I was about to give the example. My mom has this thing where she was like, if you wake up... And when you wake up in the morning, you can't open the refrigerator because then you'll get a cold. Right, that's her thing. Like she'll say, "That's her thing." Because
is that like Sereno?
It's an argument. It's like, yeah, it's exactly like Sereno.
But again, as much as silly as it is, I can understand the logic because of the whole. It's cold, and maybe your body's not, your immune system's not, you know, I don't know, fully functional. Yeah, I'm not saying it's true or accurate. I'm saying I can see where somebody's logic could
there's
go.
There's a possibility
that,
so that there's
I'm
a possible logic behind you can't wash your hair when you have your period.
So what's
that is one that I don't fucking understand.
Look, so what's listen, the logic the, behind the knife?
The
I just
possibility
to out.
Is one of two things. What either one of tweezer is on the table. The one there's two possibilities. One is that the metal in the water. Might do something, and two,
no.
You're focusing on next time you have the fucking hiccups. Try it.
It's just to take the focus.
And
away
two, maybe it is the whole same idea as fucking drinking water upside down. But I'm saying that it could be that because you're focusing on holding the knife, or you're focusing on like the actions of doing the things. Your hiccups go away.
Sorry, I'm.
You guys are talking.
I'm listening.
Oh, you're talking.
Oh, okay, Mr. Belding.
She's telling me to put the knife so that I'm focusing on the knife, or maybe the knife is doing something to the water. I heard her.
But the listener couldn't hear.
I just reset it. They heard it.
Anyways, guys, make sure to follow our other podcasts, right? On geekbro.net.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's going on a spiral.
Listen,
it really is. I mean,
I wanted to bring up.
Okay,
what
so
was
okay, wait.
Com.
Let's. Okay,
if you want to buy stuff on Amazon, go to whatwashisname.com
first. Back.
Let's circle back. Okay, let's go around in a circle. Okay, we all know. Okay, Missy believes Tristan is the most to blame in this situation. I think Stephanie, Christy, and I are all on the same page that Jordan carries more blame in this one.
No, I don't.
Okay. I don't have an issue of blame.
All right.
Here's my thing.
Me.
My issue in none of this
everybody's
is blame.
Up here.
No.
Here's my issue. Nobody here, and maybe this is a misconception. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not saying
maybe Tristan.
I'm not putting blame on Tristan. Not the, obviously there's blame. There's blame on Tristan, there's blame on Chloe, there's blame on Jordan. Everybody's got blame. My biggest issue in this whole situation is loyalty.
Yeah.
And I feel that the biggest breach of loyalty happened the second Jordan's stupid ass showed up at that party at Tristan's house.
And she realized it
and
was Tristan's
didn't
house.
And yeah. realized it was Tristan's house and didn't call nobody.
She knew it was Tristan's house before they even pulled up to that
I'm
son
sure.
of a bitch.
So that's where the first line of loyalty cut the fuck out. Because listen, and if you did show up at his house, your bitch ass better text somebody and say, "Hey, I just rolled up 100%. On Tristan's house."
Yeah, okay. I was out and
raided like the fucking cops.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, but that's
what do you want me? What do you want me to do?
Because 100% there is, dude. How many group chats do we have with the same fucking people? How many? Because I know I have one that's just me and Christy. I have one that's me, Christy, and Missy. I have one that's me, Christy, and Stephanie. I have one that's me and Stephanie and Missy. I have one that's me, Christy, Stephanie, Missy, and Nary. And I have, like, there is 1,001 group chats. Like, this, Jordan had a group chat for 100% certainty with Chloe and Kylie. It doesn't matter who else was in it. If it was just the three of them.
Or if she just had to text Kylie.
Create a group chat.
Or just text Kylie. Hey, or just text Kylie and be like, "Bitch, what do I do?"
Right, like, but
BFF,
even then, like,
what do I do?
But even then, like, you text Chloe
you
and
your
you
mic, not you.
No, but look, here's what I'm saying: forget Chloe because the loyalty issue is Jordan to Kylie.
Yeah,
oh for sure.
Oh, you want to sit down?
And
no,
that's
no, I don't care anymore. No. I can I just ask out of curiosity because I wasn't here for the beginning of the story?
Why do we care?
No. Why?
This is way more interesting than the Jonas Brothers to me. But when,
we're not talking about the Jonas Brothers
that's
anymore.
Why she said, why do you care? I'm like, no, no, this is actually more interesting.
No, I said, what? Why do we care?
No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. This is actually, I understand why you're interested in this.
this is interesting.
When she got to this guy's house, mm-hmm. right? Should she not have at least, like, maybe before she left, like, write a note that says you're a dick or
no? Stop! No! Neri, I swear, I'm telling you right now, I will edit this fucking bitch. No,
you will edit it, or you're gonna make me edit.
Somebody's gonna edit it. Let's
move
on.
What are we fucking talking about?
Move on, Neri.
No, but she should have texted somebody.
She
should have alerted Kylie. I was out. They texted. They told me, let's go to this house party.
Ron motorboated
the
waitress. What?
I know what you did. I know what you're doing.
I have no idea what's happening.
I know what's happening.
I know what's happening, and I'm not playing that game tonight. I've drank too much, and I'm too tired. But
you drink too much.
What are you doing?
She's organizing the Funkos.
Funkos, like I promised 3 months ago.
But that's my thing. Like,
oh, I just realized your shirt says, what are they feeding you on the back?
Yeah, no, it's a smelly cat shirt.
No, I know it's a smelly cat shirt, but on the back it says, what are they feeding you?
Make sure to follow our podcast. No,
but I think that we can all, of this whole mess, that we can all agree on one thing.
It could have been avoided if she had texted somebody when it fucking happened.
I know, at this day and age, you said you had your phone.
Exactly.
We text for so much more stupid shit.
For real. I saw a bird. It looked funny. I gotta tell everyone.
I'm pooping. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna make it tonight. My tummy's acting up.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think... because I have an opinion about this. Do you think that Jada and Will know the truth, like what actually happened, and are trying to just like help her not make it look so bad? Or do you think that she didn't tell them the truth and she wanted to use Red Table as a platform and let Jada and Will believe what she said on Red Table's?
Remember, you have to understand that Jada and Will are big believers in you are in your marriage for, like, you do things in your marriage that you are okay with.
Right, but that works for them.
So, so it's possible that they allowed her to talk, knowing that she may have crossed the line because of the fact that they don't think that the relationship, that, like, what she did or whatever, that it's Chloe's issue and that Jordan shouldn't be blamed for it because it's Chloe and Tristan's issue. There's a possibility.
I think that Will and Jada see Jordan as their niece, mm-hmm. and I think that they want to see her as a good girl, and that she couldn't be she's not capable of that, right. Of fucking a guy, mm-hmm. that and has maybe a family
and maybe
is,
believe
quote,
that
unquote,
she only
committed.
Kissed him.
Yeah, I want.
So
I believe
I'm on the same train as you. Yeah. I don't think that if we're taking Jordan at her word. And that's all that happened. I believe that they wholeheartedly believe that. I think that whether that's what happened or not, I don't think that's what happened. But
either.
I don't think that they know and then are just like trying to spin this.
It could just
her.
Be the same thing that we think that, like from the Will's first comment, I took it as you were flying too close to the sun. You were a little bit too confident in yourself.
This is not a family to be messed with.
And you got
at
yourself.
The first sign that something might be a teensy bit off center, they're gonna throw you under the bus. I also want to think that Jada wouldn't compromise the integrity of her show,
right,
for a side bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like Jada Pinkett Smith. Her positivity, while it's really, it's encouraging, and I feel like everybody could use that kind of positivity in their life. I feel like sometimes her positivity is too much.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little overbearing.
Yeah.
And it's just like a little bit too much. Like, she could kind of maybe rein it in just a teensy, like just a smidge.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think she would. Also, I don't really watch
Red Table Talk. Like I've seen a few episodes.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, the ones that have popped up on my Facebook feed, I watch them.
I also think that they've been playing the Hollywood game a really long time.
Oh, yes, they know the ins and outs.
And they know how quickly the Kardashians have become so powerful. And like, they're at the end of the day, they're friends with them too.
Yeah.
So I don't.
But I feel like Jada would not compromise the integrity of her show to put somebody on that would be like, yeah, I fucked a family man because I could. Like, I don't think she would. If she in any way, shape, or form believed that Jordan was 100% guilty and that they've been carrying on this relationship for months, I don't think she would have let her sit at the abandoned table. Yeah, it's just me and Steph now. Okay. Missy left us, Christy left us, it's just us. But that's what it is. I really don't think that Jada would compromise her show.
I don't think
she would compromise her show because her show is about being honest and speaking your truth and living your truth and saying like, this is my life and this is what is happening to me. Like it's not, I don't think she would let somebody sit there and like blow smoke and pretend like it was. So I 100% think that Jada and Will believe Jordan at her word.
Right. I do too.
So
I don't believe her at her word, but
I mean neither. Yeah, I honestly feel like she sat there, she's like, I'm gonna tell the truth, and then gave 1,001 excuses.
Like, I think that she knows that her quote unquote aunt and uncle have a platform that she could use, and
she knows that they will believe her for her. They will take her at her word, which is because they're family.
I mean, I know that we've been describing it as young ho mentality, not that this is young ho mentality, but this is just like immature mentality where you think that you can manipulate people that believe in you because they take you at your word. So anyway,
but I honestly don't think she's manipulating them. I think she's using
their show as a platform to lie, then yeah, she is.
It's hard
to try to save her ass. I get self-preservation. I understand.
Oh, for sure.
I get self-preservation, and I'm glad that she has somebody to support her because she is young and she's going to learn.
She does need a huge lesson
from this.
She is. Whether she fucked him or whether it was just a kiss or like whatever, she is going to need support in the future because Kylie may draw a line in the sand and say like,
I don't see how Kylie doesn't draw a line in the sand. I mean, I know it's hard. I know I've discussed it with you guys privately, but like, having been the Kylie in this situation, like it's awful. Like it's awful because it makes you question everything that ever happened in that friendship. And it's like, what was true? What was genuine? What did you put too much into that you shouldn't have? What, you know, was this person just I'm nobody. And like, I have these thoughts all the time. That's like, what were you keeping me around for?
Yeah.
You know, so I can't even imagine being someone of notoriety and money and, you know, whatever. So
yeah, she's worth, what is it? $900 million.
She's a billion. Yeah, she's the youngest billionaire. She beat out I was gonna say Gutenberg, but that's not the right guy. That's the printing press person. Zuckerberg. And I think that's
it. I think while we talk about Gutenberg, it's time to end it. So Missy and Christy left us. They abandoned us. But you can find us on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net, where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts, like What's Up Bro, where you can find Neri, and Zeroes on Heroes, where you can find... Oh, no, not Zeroes on Heroes. Mount Geekmore, where you can find Neri. What's Good, Shiver, where you can find Neri. The Talking Geek, where you can find Jeffrey, who's Christy's husband. Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, Better Let Me Tell You, and Morbid Curiosity. You can email us. You send us wine recommendations. Tell us your stories. Share whatever to Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, at gmail.com. It's the same on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. No, Snapchat, it's there, but we don't use it. Instagram, Tumblr. Everywhere is the same. It's all spelled the same. So thank you, Missy, for being here. You're welcome. She's outside talking to Neri. Steph and Christy.
Wow, okay, we're done, guys.
We love your faces and cheers.